Taisus on Yud Gimel of the days, Yimra Maschel Guf Amar Abuna, Taisus refers it to the Gemara in Bava Basa Daf Guf Mem Tes by the story by Yisa Giyora. Rava had a lot of money that belonged to Yisa Giyora. Yisa Giyora had a son from a Jewish woman at the time that he was not Jewish. He was a non-Jew, and then he converted and he became Jewish. So the son was not related to him. Even though now, at the end of the day, as he's about to die, he's Jewish and the son is Jewish, but at the time that the son was born, he was not Jewish, so he's not related to that son. It's along the lines of Gershon Nisgai Kut and Shinal Dam, not exactly. Over here, Gershon Nisgai means if he has two non-Jews who are both related, they were Mishpacha, and then one of them converts, and both of them converts, and now we say, if one or both of them convert, they're not related to each other. Here, it's the opposite. The son was born Jewish. At the time the son was born Jewish because his mother was Jewish. This Yisa Giyora attacked a Jewish woman, and she became pregnant, and she had this child. So at the time the child was born, the father was not Jewish, and the son was Jewish. That was Jewish because his mother was Jewish. So at that time they were never related. From day number one, they were never related because you can't have a Jew and a non-Jew related. That's the whole principle of Gershon Yisgakut and Shinal Domi. Alpipashtus is based on that premise. If you have two non-Jews, brother and sister, or two brothers, whatever the case happens to be, and then one of them converts, and the minute one of them converts, one is Jewish, the other one is not Jewish. At the time one is Jewish, the other one is not, so they can't have any kurva. There's no relationship between a Jew and a non-Jew. And even though the second one converts later on, you don't say that now it's a pischoz maniyah. Now they become related again. No, since there was a period of time that they were not related, so you can't become related in the middle of your life.
If he converts while she's pregnant, are they related then?
I don't think so. Even if he converts while she's pregnant, because the only relationship between the father and the son is at the time that she became pregnant. The moment of conception, he was not Jewish. Conception takes place a few hours after the Tashmish. Tama has to be at the moment of the Tashmish, he has to be Jewish. If at the time that he had the Tashmish with her, he wasn't Jewish. Even if it takes a few hours till the conception is going to convert it, he's also not going to be related. Alpipashtus. So the Gemara says the whole story that Rava had a fortune of money that belonged to Yisa Giyora, and Yisa Giyora was on his deathbed, and he wanted to give over the money to his son. So he wanted Rava, he sent a message to Rava, and the Rava ignored the message. Rava didn't want to come visit him, give him back his money. He should be able to give the money. So big a mitzvah, the money should go to Rava's yeshiva. Yisa Giyora's son didn't need the money. So Kol Zman that Yisa Giyora doesn't have the money, he can't be makne to his son. Why can't he make a kinyan? Why can't he make a kinyan agav? Let's say he can't make a kinyan chazoke, can't make a kinyan hakbor mishicha, because Rabbi has the money. If Yisa Giyora would have a sack full of money, he'd be able to give it to the son. So Yisa Giyora doesn't have the money. Let him make a kinyan agav. So the answer is, matbea is nikne ba'agav. But mistama, the answer is it wasn't the pikudin of cash. It was a halvoya. That's what it sounds like. It was a halvoya. But Rabbi had borrowed the money from him. Or Rabbi had the right to spend the money. So halvoya, milbal peh, cannot be nikne ba'agav. Matbea can be nikne ba'agav, but not a halvoya. So how could he possibly transfer over the money? So he wanted to transfer over the money with the Kenyan Maimed Shloshtan. Yeah, but then Rava has to show up. So Rava says he's not going to show up. How then could he be mocked in the money with a... what other Kenyanim are there? Let's say he'll be mocked in the money with a Kenyan Chalipin. So Chalipin doesn't work on a Milval Peh. Chalipin doesn't work on a Choyf. So there's no way for him to be marked on the money. What other kinyanim are there? What other kinyanim are there? So then a suggestion was made. Taisus on Amar Aleph quotes all the suggestions that were made. A suggestion towards the end, the second half of the Taisus, V'holoi Moshach, on Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. So one suggestion was made, let him be makna the money to the son with a Divrei Shechimera Kiksuvim Chim Surin Domi. So the Gemara says it doesn't work in the case of Yisa Giyora, because Mandi Yisa Birusha Yisa Mimatana, Mandi Leisa Birusha Leisa Mimatana. That's what the Gemara says regarding Matan Shchemi Raki Rushu Shavu Rabbana. What about mitzvah the kind of Ames? Why didn't he just leave instructions after I die? I want the money to go to my biological son. Mitzvah the kind of Ames. That's a machlekes hatanoim that the Gemara quotes on Yudal and Ames. Is there such a takana de Rabbana? Dibre Shchemi Raki Ksuve Mechim Stone Dom is a takana de Rabbana. It's also machlekes hatanoim. Also machlekes hatanoim and Yudal and Ames. The Gemara quotes it's a machlekes hatanoim in the Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra. Reb Loza the Tanaz al Yapin Echad Bar Bechad Mesukan, even if he's a Shchid Meira, there's no such takana de Rabban. You need whatever kinyonim are required. If it's karka, you need kesef shtar chazoke, and if it's metalklam, you need mashiach v'chachamim ha'imrim, and we don't pass like Reb Loza, two lines from the bottom, v'chachamim ha'imrim, eilu v'yele niknim ba'mira, that there's a takana de Rabban, and there is Shchid Meira kiksuvim v'chim sirudam. What motivated the chacham to make such a takana? We're afraid that he's about to die and he's going to be so aggravated over the fact that the money is not going to know. The money will not be going to his best friend, not over here, to his biological son. So he may get aggravated to death and may hasten his death. So that's why the Chachamim have a machlekes with Rav Loza. That's why we assume that the Chachamim made a takana de Rabbanon that whatever he says goes and there's no need for any kinyon. So we pass, and there is such a din. So that the Gemara says, "Mandalei birusha leisi b'matar." What about mitzvah l'kaim divra meisa? Mitzvah l'kaim divra meisa. Another machlekes satanan. Mitzvah l'kaim divra meisa. He doesn't have to be a shchid meira when he leaves the instructions. He can be healthy, and you still say mitzvah l'kaim divra meisa. What do they have to make a takana of divra shchid meira k'ksuvim surandami? If anyway, there's a mitzvah l'kaim divra meisa. If anyway, there's a mitzvah the kamdi ramei. So the Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Mordechai and Bava Basra that mitzvah the kamdi ramei is not really a kinyan. Divrei shchid meira kiksuvim v'chim surin dami means it's considered as if you need it, as if a kinyan had been made. And even let's say if I have a shtar chayv that says that someone owes me $1,000, and if I want to transfer the shtar chayv to someone else, that they should be able to collect it. So you say osius niknos a shtar chayv that someone else owes me money. Osius is niknos b'ksiba umesira. So divrei shchid meira is not only considered as if I made a kinyan hakboa metaltlim, as if I made a kinyan chazok on the karka. It's even considered k'ksuvim mechim surindom. It's considered as if I made a ksiba mesira. Whatever it is that the shchid meira wants to give over ownership to the other party, whether it's karka metaltlim or shtar chayv, is considered done. Whatever kinyan you need is considered as if he did it. So that's what a group of Rishonim say. There are more paskins like that. A mitzvah l'kaim divrei Rami is only a mitzvah, but it doesn't accomplish a kinyan. And what happens if, by mistake, the mezid or the toys, whatever, the children, after the man dies, the children already gave away the money to someone else. They didn't even know that there was instructions were left mitzvah l'kaim divrei Rami. Or the mezid, they knew instructions were left and they ignored it. And they gave away the money to someone else. And then the Rama says, Farfam, the other person owns it and it's too late. You can't take it away from the other person. Taisus over here assumes not so. Taisus over here, and Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, imposing all the questions in Dibra Maschal. But Holei Moshach, Taisus, the Rama is paskening against Taisus. Taisus is working on the assumption that the mitzvah, the Kam Dibra Mes, accomplishes a Kenyan Mamish. That the minute the fellow dies, that's it. So the money belongs to the other party. So they ask, what do they have to invent a new takana de rabbanon of divrei shchid meira kiksuvim v'chim surin dami that only works when a fellow leaves the instructions when he's a shchid meira? If mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames works even if he says it when he's not a shchid meira, so it's more inclusive. And mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames is also kinyonim. It's not just a mitzvah l'chatchil, it's mamish kinyonim. So what do you need the divrei shchid meira kiksuvim v'chim surin dami? So Tosfos has to come up with some answer. And there's so many Gemaras, but the Gemara seems not to consider the possibility of mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames. Why don't they just say mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames? It solves all the problems, all the mashach. Say mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames. What's the Gemara's question on your Gimel Amidah? The Tosfos in Bava Basra shoots off one suggestion after another. Here, it says on the side of the Tosfos on Yud Gimel Amidah. Ayin Tosfos, Bava Basra, Kuf Mem Tes, Hericha Tuva. They give a lot of suggestions. They shoot off one answer after the other, after the other, after the other. Artes only quotes the one answer, and that's the one that's accepted in a Choshen Mishpah. You only apply the klal of mitzvah, the kamdi rameis, if it's hushlash mitchila lekach. if the money was handed over milchatchila for that sake, the money was lent over here to Rava not for the sake of giving, that Rava should give over the money to his biological son after he dies. No. Money was that he lent the money to Rava and Rava owed him the money. It wasn't hushlash b'mchila l'shenka. So that's why Tosis suggests the chiddush. That's the accepted opinion of Choshev Mishpat, that we paskin that you only apply mitzvah l'kaim d'rames of hushlash b'mchila l'kach. The Binyan Zion has a tshuva. He wants to say that this was one of many answers in Tosfos. Maybe in the Shulchan Aruch they pass like this, but Torah Sofik, not the Torah Svadai. Maybe it's only because the Yorshim are Muchzor. Whenever there's a Sofik, whether you have a right to take away from the Yorshim, and say, Yes, I'm Moitzimachaber, all of Haraya, the Yorshim are considered Muchzor on the moment. So maybe since Tosfos brought this up as one suggestion, even though the Tosfos of Basra has a few other suggestions, so maybe the Mechaber Paskins like this, only Hushlish Menchila Lekach, B'Torah Sofik, B'Torah Samoetz Mechavila, right, maybe it's not B'Torah Svada. No. It doesn't make that much of a difference with it, B'Torah Svada. B'Torah Sofik, bottom line, if the man dies, and he left instructions what to do with his money after he dies, and he hadn't been mashlish the money L'Shem Kach Melechatchila, he didn't give it over L'Shem Kach, so the din is that you don't apply Mitzvah L'Kaim Divrei Ames. Yeah, mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames is also the rabbanim machlekes hatanoim on yud dalet on the base, and we pass them that it does exist, but it's only the rabbanim. And divrei shchiv mira kiksu mechinsurim dam is also machlekes hatanoim in the mishnah. Divrei shchiv mira is a machlekes hatanoim in the mishnah, but basu kuf nun bam machlekes rablozer and the chachamim. And mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames and machlekes rameir and the chachamim over here. We pass them that you do apply mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames. Yeah, this is here. Tosis raised the question, why didn't you apply mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames by the story of Issa Giyur? So one answer Tosis gave was that you require hushlash m'tchila l'kach. But they weren't so convinced that that was the answer. The Shulchan Aruch does accept that answer. They weren't so convinced. So Tosis was shooting off in Bava Basra, Herich Tuva. They quote quite a few suggestions. Here they just quote another suggestion. The last three lines in the Tosis, Yud Gimel Amen Aleph, Dimra Mascha V'holoi Moshach. So they write, maybe just like by Issa Giyuri, you don't apply the rule. Because maybe for the same reason you shouldn't apply mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames, because he's leisib yirusha, leisib matan shchimera. Yeah, this is questionable whether that's really a tushtel. Just like Mandalese birusha leisib matashchimer or soto mandalese birusha leisib mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames or not? That's a question. So the Rabbeinu Tam, who suggests it should apply equally, he's suggesting what's the pshat in the din? Mandalese birusha Issa Giyura dies and he's not related to a soul in the world. He was Mizgayer. He got married. Okay, he got married. I guess he got. I don't know if he got married, but the wife doesn't yarshin him. So that's the end of the story. The wife doesn't yarshin, even if he's not related, even if there's no other person in the whole wide world. His wife doesn't yarshin. He dies and his nechasim become hefker. And when a person dies, his children get the yerusha. Children, grandchildren, whatever, you figure out the chesed. Has no descendants, so then his father gets the yerusha. Has no father, the brothers and the sisters. If there's no brothers, then the sisters get. If their brothers who died already, so their yarshin get. There are no brothers, no Yerushim, then the sisters get it, their Yerushim, and so on, you have the whole Cheshbon. If a ger dies, he's not related to anybody, even though the ger is married, so the wife doesn't get the Yerushim. So Tosis suggests, man de leise bi Yerusha leise b'matan shchimer, what does it mean? Man de ise bi Yerusha, that shows loy pasa koicha miyosa amomen, the mikocha Yerushim. After he dies, so the money goes to his Yerushim. So you see that he has some koyach, he has some shlit over his nechasim after he dies, namely that it goes birusha to his yorshim. So man deise birusha, deise b'matan shchimera, has the ability to give over matan shchimera, has the ability that we should apply to him the din of mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames. Man deise birusha, after he dies, pasuk koyach ma'yosa amamin. So neither, that's how the Rabbeinu Tam understood, neither the din of divrei shchimera kiksu mechim surin domi, nor the din of mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames will apply in this situation.
If the girl has children after the Mizgayer, do they yarshin him or also not related?
Yeah, if he has children from a Jewish woman, After he's nisgayer, yeah.
The wife knows.
The wife does not yarshin. No, the wife never yarshins the husband. The husband yarshins the wife. The wife doesn't yarshin the husband. Yeah, that's a machlekes atanoim. Whether the husband yarshins the wife is a din deraisa, din derabbanan. But the machlekes the Rambam and the Raibit had a pask, and the Rambam says abal yarshis ishta is only derabbanan, and the Raibit thinks that we should pask like the tanoim that it's a din deraisa. But the other way doesn't work. The wife never yarshins the husband, unless he married his cousin. Okay, unless he was a relative. And he has no other closer relative. So then the wife, Yarshin, not Betorah's wife, she Yarshin's Betorah's relative.
Rabbi was saying that Pasha said, and there's no difference between Inshtar Lach Misa and Gel Lach Misa, there's no Kain Lach Misa. So why did the Rishonim give reasons that are specific to Gel Lach Misa?
What are the reasons that they gave to Gel Lach Misa?
The Rabbi says that it's because once Misa was Koris,
same thing by the moment. I sell you my house as of August 1st. So once I die, so the house doesn't belong to me. The house belongs to my Yarshim. So I'm not the Baal HaBos to sell.
No, but it sounds like it's not because he doesn't have Baal HaSamtin anymore. It's rather because the whole board of Gerishin is that it's a Dabana Koris Ben Olena, and there's nothing for it to be Koris anymore, so there's no Chalos to the Gerishin.
Okay, same thing on the moment. He doesn't own the moment anymore. So Moshe can't have any kinyan. Once he dies, he doesn't have all ownership on the moment. Same thing. The same hezba that they gave by the get should apply to all shtoris minatorim, should apply to all kinyan minatorim. Why should you say it's only midirabbanan? Not only that, let's say I make a kinyan that should take effect on August 1st, and right now I'm saying, let's make believe I'm saying, and then as of before August 1st comes, I lift my lid and I become crazy. I'm nishtata before August 1st. So there's a beferish gemara that it's not chal. When chas mishenaf lo kishu goses. So Tosis says because a goses is a la bardas. If the person becomes a la bardas, also the kinyanim can't take effect. It cannot take effect if at that time he's a bailim who's a bardas, and the kinyanim can take effect then. We mentioned just briefly that in the Tshuvas Haritva, the Ritva quotes a machlekes between the Ra'or and the Rashbo. What would be the din, let's say, if a Shchimera, a Jewish Shchimera, who has Yorshim, he's a Birusha, wants to give his Nechasim to a charitable institution? Is that called Mandisi Birusha Isibi Matan Shchimera or not? Mandisi Birusha depends on the Nosein. The Shchimera is a person who has relatives. The way Tosfos said, the way the Rabbi Tam explains, well, pasukach meyos amomen, as opposed to pasukach meyos amomen. So if the fellow who's dying, the one who's the shchimera, who gives away the money, the mata shchimera to a tzedak organization, he's Isibi Rusha. He's loy pasukach meyos amomen. So according to Rabbi Tam, it should be good. And other Rishonim say, no, it's not a vort of pasukach meyos amomen, loy pasukach is a vort. That Mata Shchimera Kirusha Shavi or Rabbanon. These two people, the one to whom I want to give, I'm the Shchimera, I want to give away my property to someone else. He's really a relative of mine. I assume everybody here is a relative, unless someone is a Gersh and his guy, so he's not related. But everyone here is a relative, right? It's a 25th cousin. So yeah. So if we would bump off everybody in between, and we're the only two people alive, so then you're a direct Yerush. Then you're the 25th cousin, and you get the Yerusha. The only thing is that there are other people in between who are alive. So in the Rabbanon we declare, Mandisa Birusha, since it's a possibility, if everyone else would be dead, you would get the Yerusha. So in the Rabbanon we treat it as if you are the Yerush. I have the right to be Koveya, that you are the Yerush. But Mandisa Birusha, Leisa Mimata Shchimera, there's no way in the world that you can Yarshin me, because I'm a Gershon, this guy, I'm not related to anybody. I can't be related to anybody. Or let's say I'm not a Ger, but you're a Gershon, this guy. Or I'm not a Ger, you're not a Ger, but you're a Tzedakah institution. So Tzedakah institution is not a person, it's not a human being, that it should be Shaykh, that it should be Yisra B'Yerusha. So that's a different Hezbo. That's not the way the Rabbein and Tam says. Rabbein and Tam says that the word is, if Yisra B'Yerusha, then we apply Mitzvah L'Kaim Divrei Amdeis, and then we can apply Divrei Shchimera, because L'Pasuk Kochem Yosamon. So the Rabbein and Tam places the emphasis whether the Noisein is Yisra B'Yerusha. And the other Rishonim quoted in the Shuvah Sarat Haritvo say it's not a vort that's determined by the Noisen alone. It means the Noisen with the Mekabel are they Isa Birusha. If everybody in between would have died, would that person ever stand the chance of Yarshinik? So you need that the Noisen and the Mekabel should both of them not be, neither of them should be a Gershon is Gair. And it should be possible, theoretically, that he should have gotten a Birusha. So even though there's so many other relatives blocking the Yerusha in between, so when the Rabbanim we consider it as if he's a Yerush.
Maybe Christus is also one condition. Pasakohamaisalam could mean one condition. The second one should be that the person who gets the Yerusha, who wants to do Mitzvah Kaim Yerushalayim, the Mekabel should be also eligible.
That could be. I mean, can't tell what Tyson's holds. Okay. But the Chuvah of Ritva has this machlokes. If the Noisen is Isibi Rusha, but the Mekabel is a tzedaka organization, it's not a human being, it's not a person. So it doesn't mean Man Isibi Rusha, Isibi Matanim means it's considered a form of Matanim, the Rabban. The Gemara says there, the Din of Shmuel, Tosis on Amud Beis, spends a lot of time on this Din of Shmuel here. Tanei Leplein of Imaim Shloshtim, Tosis quotes from Kiddush and Memtes, Shmuel's Din. What did Shmuel say? If I steal I have a shtarchev that somebody owes me $1,000 and I steal a shtarchev to someone else and now I have no longer the right to collect it. He has the right to collect it. So what happens if after he has the right to collect, before he goes to collect from the loiva, I go ahead and I'm moichel the shtarchev. So Shmuel is machadish adin. Even after I die, the chov goes to my yorshim, but I already sold the chov. I was meichel the shtar chov to someone else. I deksiva mesira. Still, not only can I be meichel, even my yorish can be meichel. Apeladik adin. How can that be so? So some of the rishonim said, based on the way they read the Gemara, that because mechira shtar chov is only with the rabbanon, the ability to sell a shtar chov. Tosis has a machlekes deri in the rabbin and Talmud. This transference of a shtar chov. If somebody owes me money, it's a milvad b'shtar, have a shtar, so I can be moichad b'shtar chayv b'ayidei k'siva mesira. That's machlekes satanoim. But the osius niknas b'mesira, or osius niknas b'k'siva mesira. Rebbe's opinion is that osius niknas b'mesira. Just by handing over the shtar chayv, so that enables memela, the one who receives the shtar chayv is now the bailam on the chayv, and he has a right to collect them. And then the Gemara in Bava Basra gives a proof how we should paskin. And the two gears is there in the Gemara, Daf Ayin Zayin, whether the Gemara proved that the din is like Rebbe or the din is against Rebbe. So the Rashbam read the proof in the Gemara. The Gemara is proving that the din is like Rebbe, that Osius Niknas B'Mesir. And we don't accept the Rashbam. We have the gears of Tosis. We accept the gears of Tosis. The Gemara was proving on that Daf Ayin Zayin Amin Aleph that the din is not like Rebbe. The din is like that Osius Niknas B'Ksiva Mesir. Simple reading of the Gemara is that Mechir Shtar Chayiv, this whole institution that you do Ksiva Mesir and you sell Shtar Chayiv, this is only with the Rabbana, doesn't work in Atar. So some Shanim say that's the explanation for Shmuel's Din. Because Mechir Shtar is only with the Rabbana and Min Atar, the Mechir didn't take effect. So that's why the Malva still has the right to be Moichel, and that's why even after the Malva dies, the Yorish of the Malva still has the right to be Moichel. Because man that the lekech didn't collect the chayv. Once the lekech collected the chayv, so there's nothing to be moichel about. But if it's before the lekech had a chance to collect the chayv, so either the malva has a right to be moichel, or if the malva died already, then the yorish of the malva has a right to be moichel. So Sacheshin has a whole discussion. What is this din based on? It doesn't make any sense. So some of the Rambam says that the Rambam always has the gears of the rif. The Rambam always usually goes with the Rif. Once in a long while, the Rambam will disagree with the Rif. But the Rambam has the Giras in the Rif, and the Pshat of the Rif, and the Psak of the Rif. That's 99% of the time, more than 99% of the time. So the Rambam here follows the Giras of the Rif, that the reason why Chazar Machal Machal, Amar Shmuel, Amarcha Shtachav Lachaber, Chazar Machal Machal, is because Mechir Shtaris is only Midirabban. It doesn't make any sense. So Mechir Shtaris is Mirabbanon. So whenever you have a Takana de Rabbanon, in the area of Dinim Amidus, how does it work? It works based on the principle of Hefker Bezna Hefker. So it comes that every Takana de Rabbanon in the area of Dinim Amidus works Menater. If it's based on Hefker Bezna Hefker, Hefker Bezna works Menater. So it's still not to be understood. Why is Chazar Machal Machal? That per se is not a sufficient explanation for the din. It's missing chaser melach, the tavlin. It's missing explanation over here. Still didn't explain it. So the Xeris quotes the Rabbi Natam gave a different explanation. Why is Amoche Shtachar for Shmuel's din? Why is Amoche Shtachar for Lachaber Rechaz Amoche Lamoche? So he quotes the Rabbi Natam sheet is a Mechir Shtachar is Ben HaTorah. It's not like the Ri. The Ri had the Girsa like the Rif and the Rambam. Mechir Shtachar is only Ben HaRabbanim. So the Rabbi Natam holds the Mechir Shtachar works Ben HaTorah. So how can it be that Rechaz Amoche Lamoche? Even if it's Mechir Shtachar is Ben HaRabbanim, we still don't understand how can it be Rechaz Amoche Lamoche. Certainly, if you hold it to sell a shtarchev works min haTorah. So for sure, after I sell it to, I sold the chayv to someone else, I'm still a bialim to be moichel on the chayv. How does that work? So the Rabbi Natam came up with the chiddush. In our Tosfos, the printer left it out. We don't have anywhere, we don't have a Tosfos where they quote this Rabbi Natam. But the Rosh and the Ran in Ksubas on Daf Pehei, that's where the Gemara quotes Shmuel's Memra. Tosfos keeps on concentrating on the Gemara Kiddush in Memches, where they quote Shmuel's Memra. Is discussed in Kiddush and Memches. If the man is Mekadosh and Isha, with the Shtachar Dachrini. So the Gemara there discusses Shmuel's memory. But it's also quoted in, among other places, quoted in Ksubas and Daf Pehei. So the Ran and the Rosh quote this comment and the name, this explanation, name the Rabbi Natam. Ragal Rabbi Natam Loima Shnei Shibudim. There's a Shibud Aguf and there's a Shibud Nechosim. Two different Shibudim. And when I sell a shtachayv to someone else, the only thing I can sell is the shiba nechosim, because the shiba nechosim is like a kinyan of the malva. The shiba aguf is a relationship between the malva and the loiva. The loiva owes the money to the malva. That's a relationship. So a relationship can't be transferred to someone else. Let's say I have children. So I want to sell my children. I have too many children. So I want to sell some of my children to someone else. So I can sell them. But they won't be your children. They'll still be my children. Maybe I sold them as slaves, whatever. Maybe by Bnei Noach, there's such a concept, you can sell your children. But still, they're going to be the children of the natural father. He can't sell children. It's a relationship. So you can sell the Shibud Aguf. It's a relationship between the Malva and the Loiva that doesn't lend itself to Mechira. The Shibud Nechosim, that lends itself to Mechira. The Shibud Nechosim is a type of Kinyan. It's a kinyan lachatzoin. The nechosim of the loiva are kinuim to the malva with respect to gviya. So just like I can sell whatever property I own, whatever karka metatlam that I own, so I can sell the karkois of the loiva which are meshuvah to me, which are meshuvah to the malva. So meshuvah to the malva means a kinyan lachatzoin, so that he can sell. So the Rabbi Natam holds. Rabbi Natam had to come up with this whole explanation because he doesn't agree with the Ri, with the Girsas Harif or Harambam. The Mechirish Doris is only with the Rabban. The Rabbi Natam holds Mechirish Doris works Men HaTorah. And still Shmuel formulates his statement, Chazra Mach L'machol. So it for sure doesn't make any sense. The Rabbi Natam answers, because the only thing you can sell to the Lokeach, the Malva can sell to the Lokeach, is the Shibud Nechosim. He can't sell the Shibud Aguf. So the Shibud Aguf, he retains that still Eitzel HaMalva. So since he's still the Malva, he still has the Shibud Aguf, he has a right to be Moichel Dechoyf. Once he's Moichel Lechayiv, then you can't have any Shibud Nechosim. If there's no Shibud Aguf, you can't have a Shibud Nechosim. Is that true? If there's no Shibud Aguf, you can't have any Shibud Nechosim? Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he talks about a corporation. A corporation borrows money. So a corporation borrows money means limited liabilities. Means that there's no Shibud Aguf. There's only Shibud Nechosim. So you see that there is. Rav Moshe assumes there is such a thing. You can have Shibud Nechosim without having Shibud Aguf. And he proves it. He has a Tosfos in Kiddushin. The Tosfos says like that. He proves it from Gemara. You can have a Shibud Nechosim without Shibud Aguf. So what does Rabbi Natam say that once you're Moichel on the Shibud Aguf, you can't have Shibud Nechosim? That's impossible. Shibud Nechosim is only like an Orev. The Gemara in the end of Bava Basra has an expression. Nichsohi de barinish inan arvinlei. The nechosim, the property that the loiva owns, are like an orev to pay up the debt of the shibud aguf. So if there's no shibud aguf, so there's no shibud nechosim. But you see the favors that you can have cases where there's only shibud nechosim. There's no shibud aguf. So that's not a kasha. You can have shibud nechosim without shibud aguf. But if the shibud aguf was, if there was a shibud aguf and it was nimchal, so Mechila is considered, the Mechila took care of the Shibud Aguf. Either Mechila is Kipi Roindami, Mechila is Kabalti. or even if they say Natsa, but if they were both, if you started off, there was both Shibir Aguf and Shimon Lechasim, and the Shibir Aguf was Nimchal, it was satisfied, it was taken care of. Once it's taken care of, so then in Mele, there's no Shibir Lechasim. If Melech Atchili is set up the Halva in such a case, there's only Shibir Lechasim, but no Shibir Aguf. I'm a vater on the Shibir Aguf. I'm lending to a corporation. The corporation means, by definition, limit liability. So no individual person or group of people is accepting any Shibir Aguf. So Melech Atchili, there was only Shibir Lechasim. So that you can have. You can have Shibir Lechasim without Shibir Aguf. But if you had both Shibir Aguf and Shibir Lechasim, and then the Shibir Aguf was Nimchal, it was satisfied. So then once there's no Shibir Aguf, so then Memele, the Shibir Lechasim falls off. So this is a famous biur of the Rabbi Natan. Why did Shmuel state that Hamochen Shtachev L'Chaver V'Chaz HaMachol HaMachol? Then there's a third explanation that's given by the Ravid. The Ravid is a little bit in the Hasogas on the Rambam. Then the rest of the story of the Ravid is quoted. The Shach and the Chayish Mishpat quotes it from the Sefer HaTrumos. There are two Svarim. One is Sefer HaTruma, one is Sefer HaTrumos. Sefer HaTruma by the Rabbeinu Baruch, a Baal HaTosis. That's like a little kid to Shulchan Aruch. He runs through all the dinim. Shabbos, Yontov, Tzitzis, Tefillin, Kashrus. So you have the Sefer HaTruma. It's quoted all over in Shulchan Aruch. In every section of Shulchan Aruch, they'll quote something from the Sefer HaTruma. Iri Mevashel Kedei Klipa. On Shabbos, that's the pshara of the Sefer HaTruma. There was Machlegs or Ashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam, where the Iri is Kiklivish and Kiklisheni. So we have adopted the middle position, the centrist position of the Sefer HaTruma. Then there's another Sefer, he was a Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Baruch Bala HaTruma. Then there's another Sefer HaTrumos that's written by a Talmud of the Ramban, by Sfardi. That's on Hilchus Shtaris. The whole big chunks of Chosheh Mishpat are straight, lock, stock, and barrel taken from the Sefer HaTrumos. All the sections on Shtaris are from the Sefer HaTrumos. So he quotes other Rishonim. Sefer HaTrumos didn't have any access. He doesn't quote any Ravids. He didn't never heard of the Ravid. Sefer HaTrumos quotes the Ravid all the time. So the Shach and the Chosheh Mishpat, but then there's a Sefer Giduli Truma. Giduli Truma is a commentary on the Sefer HaTrumos. So the Shach and the Chosheh Mishpat always quotes from the Sefer HaTrumos. The Shulchan Aruch, the Tur is based a lot. Tur Chosheh Mishpat is based a lot on the Sefer HaTrumos. So the Shach quotes a lot from the Giduli Truma, quotes a lot from the Sefer HaTrumos. So he quotes, the Ravid is quoted by the Sefer HaTrumos, is giving a different Hezber, which corresponds to what it says in the Ravid and the Hasagas, but it's only here for story. So once the Shach quotes the whole thing, so you see the rest of the story. The Ravid says that HaMochesh Tachayv L'Chaveroi doesn't work at all. It doesn't work Menatar, it doesn't work even with the Rabbanon. You didn't sell anything. It's simply a form of Harshah. Let's say somebody owes me money, the loiv owes money to the malve, and the malve gives a harshah, he gives authorization to a third party to go collect the debt from the loiv. So there's a whole sugi in Bava Kama, and Afayin Omen Aleph, about harshah. When do you have a right to make a harshah that someone else should collect the debt on your behalf? So the Ravid is of the opinion that when you moichesh tachayv l'chaveroi, it's not a mecher. The mecher didn't really take effect, not benatar, not even with the rabbanon. You didn't sell anything. Not only did you not sell the shibir aguf, like the Rabbeinu Tam says, you didn't sell the shibir aguf. You didn't even sell the shibir lechasim. You didn't sell anything. You only gave a harsho. You authorized the other person that he should have the right to collect on your behalf. And then once he collects on your behalf, you give him the right to keep the money that he's collecting on your behalf. So it's basically a harsho. So whenever you want to, you can always back out. So of course, chazam machol machol. Everything remains by the malva. Nothing was switched over. That's what you probably have to say. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. That's what you probably have to say within the Rif and the Rambam and the Ri also, that they had the gears in the Gemara that the reason why chazam machol machol, the reason for Shmuel's did is because mechira shtaris is only with the Rabbanon. So makshim ha'elam, if it's only with the Rabbanon, but all the takonas the Rabbanon and the area of dinim ominous are based on the principle of Hefke Bez Nefke. So once the Choy was sold to the Lakeya, so why does the Malva still have the ability to be Mochel, the Chov? He gave over the Chov to Lakeya. So the Rabbein and Tam said, so the Ravid said, you didn't give anything over, just the Harshoah. You are the full Balabas. Rabbein and Tam said, you only gave over part. The Shibir Aguf is non-transferable. Shibir Aguf is the relationship. Can't be transferred at all. The only thing you gave over was the Shibir Nechasim, Because Shiba Nechasim is a kinyan lachatzoin that the Malva has on the Nichse Haloiva. It's a Shiba Nechasim is kinyanim. So that lends itself to Haknoah. The Malva can be makdeh the Shiba Nechasim to Lakech. He doesn't, however, he doesn't have the ability. The Malva does not have the ability to transfer the Shiba Nechasim because that's not a bailus, that's a relationship. You have to say that the even the Rambam, and based on the Girsa Sarif and the Ri, will hold that Mechirish Doris is the Rabbanon. That was their Girsa in the Gemara. You have to say, it's not that it's Midirabbanon. Midirabbanon doesn't explain anything. Midirabbanon is also based on Hefke Bez Nefke. You have to say it's Midirabbanon, so he really didn't sell everything. It has to be along the lines of the Rabbi Natan, but the Rabbi also. He didn't really transfer the Choyf. He just Midirabbanon, they give him a right to collect, even though the Choyf really remains Eitzel HaMalva. So again, so there is a din of Shmuel. Not only does the Malva still retain the Choyv, he still retains the right to be Moichel the dead, even if the Malva dies before the Lakeach went to collect the dead, the Yorish of the Malva can also be Moichel the dead.
According to the Ravid, he says it's our Shah, at what point does the person who sends to the Shalach receive the money to him? He said it works as a Matana after he accepted it. But how is that kinyan chal? As he accepts it, it becomes his. I mean, there's no kinyan.
He has a right to collect the debt on behalf of the malva. Then the malva told him. He whispered to him that after you collect the debt on my behalf, I give you the right to keep it.
Is that enough for a kinyan in terms of going over from him to?
Yeah, he holds it. He's holding on to it. It's a kinyan hakbo. He has it in his hands. He has the cash in his hands. So he's kind of. Vis-a-vis the loive, so the one who bought the shtachayv is only called a mursha. So the loive has to pay because he has a harshah. But then once he collects the Torah's harshah, so then the malva gave him permission to keep it because he paid the malva in advance. He didn't pay him the full amount because he has to wait. If I have a chov that's collectible in another 2 years, so you have $10,000. In 2 years, I'll be able to collect $10,000. So it's not worth $10,000 to sell it now. Someone's going to have to wait 2 years. It's worth $9,500. So you wait 2 years and you get the full $10,000 when you'll collect it.
Can you be Moirish Harsha?
Can you be Moirish Harsha? If you put in, I give you the right, and if you die before you collect it, I give you your Yorshim the right.
Yeah, but if you don't put that in, but if it's a Kenyan, then yeah. You get it automatically.
Yeah.
But if it's just a Harsha, it's not really one part of his assets.
No, the way he says, I'm selling you the debt. So that lashon means, according to this Ravid, it's a harshah that lends itself to Yerusha. It's self-understood that he's giving either the right to the loive, to the lakeach, to collect, and if the loive dies, the lakeach dies before he collects it, then because the lakeach paid me money to get this harshah. So now his children have the right to collect it. After they'll collect it, they'll keep it. So the Gemara says there in Baba Basra, in the sugi of Devei Shechemer HaKiksuvim Chimsirin Domi, what happens? What does it mean Kiksuvim Chimsirin Domi? What kind of a lashon is that? Devei Shechemer work, whether it's karka that the Shechemer wants to give over ownership on, or metalklam that he wants to give ownership on, or he has shtaris. I have a shtar chayv that someone else owes me $100,000. I have a shtar chayv to transfer shtar chayv in ksiva mesira. So divya shchimera can even substitute for ksuva in a mesira domi. It's considered as if you did the ksiva mesira. So with the kinyan the rabbanon that they invented with the rabbanon, that's how we pass him against Rab Loza. Rab Loza says even echad bari v'echad shchimera you need kinyanim. We pass him like tachacham meila v'yela where the karka metaltalem or shtaris. Everything is nikdim bamir. That's the last line on Yuddal and Mabez. Machalik is from the Mishnah Baba Basra, Kufnun Vav. So the Gemara says that we pass like the Chachamim. Against Rav Loza, there is a din midirabana of Divrei Shechemera. So what happens if al yidei Divrei Shechemera, the Shechemera was maknesh tachayv to someone else. And then the Shechemera dies. So the other person has a right to collect. Before he goes to collect it, the yorshim of the shchimera go and they're moichel the shtachayv. So usually the din is ha-moichel shtachayv la-chaveh v'chazor moichel v'mochel v'afilu yorish moichel. That's the last line in Shmuel's memory. Afilu yorish moichel. Not only does the malva have a right to be moichel, even if the malva dies before the lakech went to collect the debt, So even the Yorshim of the Malva can also be Meichel. So what would you say over here? The whole Divish Chimera only gets off the ground when the Malva dies. Divish Chimera is only Kiksum and Chimsurin in the instance that the Malva dies. So let's say the Malva dies, and now before the Mekabel Maton of the Matash Chimera has a chance to go collect the debt from the Loive, the Yorshim of the Chimera want to be Meichel. So the Gemara says it doesn't work. They don't have the right to be Meichel. Why? The first, the Gemara sounds like they said, the Gemara sounds like it says like this. The reason why in general Shmuel says, HaMoichel Shtachav Lachaberuch HaZem Mochel HaMochel Afili Yorish Mochel, is because the whole din of Mechir Shtaris is only with the Rabbanon, but over here Devesh Chimera is a Kinyan Deraisim. That's how it sounds. The Gemara starts off by saying like that. So that's what led the Rif and the Ramam and the Ri to suggest the Ipshat that Mechir Shtaris is only with the Rabbanon, and that's the reason, that's the rationale for Shmuel's din. The Gemara says the whole reason why Chazra Machul Machul Shmuel's din is because Mechir Shtaris is only with the Rabbanon. But over here, Devish Chimer has a din deraisa. Then the Gemara says, what kind of din deraisa? The pasuk that you quoted is only an asmachta. Devish Chimer is not a din deraisa, it's a din derabbanan. So the Gemara says, no, but Devish Chimer kiksum lechim serun dam is kirusha shav yorabbanan. So the pasuk pshat, what does it mean, kirusha shav yorabbanan? It's also derabbanan, but it's not a kinyan with derabbanan, it's considered a yerusha. It's not that I'm makna to the other person. It's manda yisa birusha, yisa b'matan shchimera, manda yisa birusha, leisa b'matan shchimera, manda yisa birusha, so divish chimera means I'm kaveh, you are the yerush. Instead of my children who are in line to get the yerusha, instead of them being considered the yerushim, if I'm a shchimera and I want to give the matana to someone else, so the reason what motivated the chachamim to institute a takana de rabbon of divish chimera is kadesh leiti torah daita olav, has nothing to do with yerusha. We're afraid that it may hasten his death. But with the Rabbanon, a lot of times you distinguish between what's the motivation for the Takana de Rabbanon and what is the nature of the Takana de Rabbanon. So what motivated them was Kedei Shalei Tetorab Dai To'olav, he shouldn't get aggravated to death and he shouldn't hasten his death earlier. He shouldn't die earlier than otherwise. But with the Rabbanon, they were not misakin that whatever he says. The Rabbanon, they're misakin that Kirusha Shavi Rabbanon. Instead of my children getting Yerusha, they're in line to get Yerusha, this person gets the Yerusha. So that's why some Rishonim said, that's what the Chuvah Saritva said, Manda Yisei B'Yerusha Yisei B'Matan Shchimera, Manda Leisei B'Yerusha Leisei B'Matan Shchimera, not the Hezbeh that Tosis gave, whether Pasuk Kecha Miyasa Mama Lo Pasuk Kecha. No, the other person is the Yerush. If you wouldn't have all of the 1,000 relatives in between, you're my 25th cousin, so you would get the Yerusha, unless you're a Ger. So if you cut in Shana, let me say, you're not related to me. But if you're not a ger and I'm not a ger, so we are related to each other very distantly. Av m'shevet Yisachar, you have m'shevet Zvulun. You have to bump out a lot of people in between. That you should, you have to see to it that a lot of people disappear. You should be able to get the Yerushas from me. But theoretically, you are in line to get a Yerushas. I mean, the Rabbanon, they to consider it as if you get the Yerushas. So that's what Tosis interprets. Yeah, if the Yerush gets the halva, but here by Matash Shchimera, the Gemara says the fellow himself does nothing. Let's say the Shchimera gives over Shtachayv to someone else. The Kolzman that he's alive, the Matash Shchimera doesn't take effect. He can always chayze by. The Shchimera can always chayze by till he dies. We're talking the Shchimera died and he wasn't chayze. So he's not talking about. I didn't back out. I'm the Shchimera. I didn't back out before I died. Now I die. Now the Shad is Yerish Meichel. Do my children have the right to be Meichel Lechayv? So the Gemara says no, because Mata Shchimera Kirusha Shavi Rabbanon. My children are not considered the Yershim. The Rabbanon, they declared that the other person, the man that I picked, the 25th cousin, since he's in line to get Yerusha, if there wouldn't be anybody in between, there are 5,000 Jews in between. But since he's in line to get Yerusha, so we consider him a Rabbanon, he's called the Yerish. So that's why there is room to argue the point against this Rabbi Natan. And Yud Gimel Maraz, Rabbi Natan understood that the Klal Man, the Yisi Birusha, Yisi Matana, doesn't only qualify, doesn't only restrict and limit the din of Matan Shchimera, it even restricts the din of Mitzvah L'Kaim Divrei Ames. And other Rishonim say it's not true. That only applies, Man, the Yisi Birusha, Yisi Matan Shchimera, only applies to Matan Shemir because Kirusha Shaviyah Rabbanon. Kirusha Shaviyah Rabbanon, you need that the Mekabel Matana with the Shemirah should be related to each other, a 25th cousin, and if there wouldn't be anybody in between, closer relatives, he would be in line to get Yerusha. Even though there are other people in between, Rabbanon, we call you the Yerush. V'haraya, that the din, Shmuel's din, that Afila Yerush Meichel doesn't apply to Matan Shemirah. So Tesis, the Gemara says that. So the Gemara says why? So first, the Gemara thought because Matan Shemirah works Menat Torah. Then the Gemara says, no, it's only an Asmachta. It doesn't work Menat Torah. The Gemara says, no, true, it works with the Rabbanon, but with the Rabbanon, we treat it as if he's the Yerush. So he treated as if he's the Yerush. You have to have Mandisi Birusha, he's the Matan. But a mitzvah lekam de rameis, that doesn't work midin Yerusha. Mitzvah lekam de rameis, it's a different kinyan with the Rabbanon. It's not Beteris Yerusha.
Could you be Yerusha Shivra Guf?
Shivra Guf does go be Yerusha, yeah.
Even though it's a relationship, you could be Yerusha. If you could be Yerusha, why can't you sell it?
I don't know. Shivra Guf does go be Rushi, even if there's no Shiva Nechas. Yeah. Let's say you have a Milval Peh, as opposed to a Milval Bishtar. Milval Peh, there's no Shiva Nechas. Only Milval Bishtar, there's Shiva Nechas. So when the Malva dies, Milval Peh, so the Yerushim certainly have the right to collect from the Loiva. Yeah.
Can sell a Milval Peh?
You can sell a Milval Peh. How can you sell a Milval Peh? Maimi Shloshtan. That's all. Agav is two girsis in the Gemara. The Gemara tells a story that one of the Amoraim either had a pikodin of cash, Havali Zuzi, either the other person owed me $1,000 or the other person had a sack of money that belonged to me $1,000. So the Gemara says, I was maknid ayidei kinyan agav to someone else, and it was chal. So the Rambam says the correct gears in the Gemara is havalei zuzin beiploini, that the other fellow had a sack of money of mine, that kesh, even though the matbea is not nikne b'chalipen, but nonetheless matbea is nikne b'agav. And the other Rishonim had a girsa, havimaskele zuzi, that they owed me money. But the Milval Peh is nikne be'agav. There are two girsas in the Gemara. So the Rambam claims that the more correct girsa is havile zuzi, not havimaske be'zuzi. Tosis drays back and forth about it. Tosis has two girsas in the Gemara. But the Rambam says that I think that's how we accept la locha.
Why are you selling it? No shibu chasim, you're only selling your shibu chasim.
Mm-hmm.
Be alach, chasim, and machu, that would be there. So you could, that kind of Shiva Azov, you could sell. The Sfora that says you only can sell Shiva the Chasim, not Shiva Azov. How do they explain in the Gira by a Milval Peh?
Probably they don't hold for that Girsa either. Most don't like that Girsa. Rabbi Netama says that there's no way to transfer a Shibud Aguf. I don't remember right now. He was probably one who says that Girsa is incorrect. Most of the Shem say that Girsa is incorrect. There's no way to be Makna a Shibud Aguf. But Birusha does go. Yeah. The Yerushim do have. Brok Haradavu is a din.
Makna Shibud Aguf, then we have to put Shabbat to Yerusha. And Makna Shibud Aguf, everybody should be Makna Shibud
Aguf. I think the Gemara says it does help. I think the Gemara says it does help. And a Milval Peh, yeah. A Milval Peh, Matan Shchimer Abud helps. So the Gemara says, why? Because it's Issa Birusha. Since it's Issa Birusha, so it's Issa Be Matan Shchimer. Right. So again, so we have, there's a Din Menat Torah of Yerusha. That's Psukim Chumash. Then there's a Din Menat Torah, Rabbi Yechanan Ben Breuker's Din. There's a Mishnah in Bava Basan, Daf Kuf Lamed Amad Aleph. Rabbi Yechanan Ben Breuker derives from a Pasuk, and the Gemara says, we pasken like Rabbi Yechanan Ben Breuker. Halachic Rabbi Yechanan Ben Breuker, that if the man is about to die, let's say he has three sons. And three sons and six daughters. So the din is that the three sons get the Yerusha, and none of the three sons is a Pchor, so each one gets one third of the Yerusha. So if he says, I want this son to get the whole Yerusha. So the din is, he can pick Bein Ben Abanim. He can't pick Bas B'makam Bein, because the Banos, the daughters, are not allowed to get any money. Only the sons are getting. But he can pick Bein Ben Abanim, because since each one of the sons is allowed to get part of the Yerusha, So the Chumash says, "Vayev biyom hanchilo as banav eishar she'alo." What do you mean that expression, "biyom hanchilo as banav"? The day he's about to give over the Yerusha, people give over the Yerusha. The Malach HaMavis takes one's life, and the guy drops dead in the melee. The Yerusha goes to the Yerusha. It's not hanchilo. He doesn't do anything. So Rabbi Yechem HaBroike derives from that expression, the use of that expression in the Chumash, "Atar nostam shus la'av la'hanchilo chomish yirtza." The father has a right to make a tzavoy. He has a right to rig the Yerusha a little bit. How far can he rig the Yerusha? He can say, "I want my best friend. I want Pliny to get the Yerusha." So he says, "No, only Ben Abanim. If this person is in line to get some Yerusha anyway, he has three sons. So each one of the sons is in line to get one third of the Yerusha. He says, I want this son to get the whole Yerusha. So that he has a right to say. But he can't pick a Bas B'mokim Ben, or he certainly can't pick a stranger. Ad kedei kach na. So that's a din that Rabbi Yechem, we pass like Rabbi Yechem Berger. That's a din deraisa of Tzavoy. But the tzavo is very restricted. It's only ben abanim. If he's in line to get something, then you can give him more than he's in line to get. And the Gemara is not sure there in Baba Basra. The Gemara has an ibay de leif shita. Does the din of Rabbi Yechonim Abreka, the din deraisa that we pass in line, does it only apply when the person biyom hanachil esbanim means that he's holding by the end, he's already a shchid meira, or does it even apply bibari, even if he's totally healthy? The Achrayim have a suggestion that when a person reaches the age of 50, he should make a tzavoy. He should start thinking about dying. They have an asmachta based on the pasuk, "Bishnasa yavel azos toshuv liisha lachuzasa." The pashup shat in the pasuk says, when it comes shnasa yavel, when it comes the 50th year, the jubilee year, so all the sdei mikne, all the fields that you bought that you didn't get birusha, return back, have to be given back to the rightful owner, to revert back to become a stei achuza in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, chutz laaretz, there is no stei achuza. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's a din, whoever has a stei mikneh has to give it back. When it comes Yom Kippur Shul Yavu, has to give it back to the original owner. That's why the Chumash says, when you sell karka in Eretz Yisrael, you shouldn't charge too much, because you have to keep in mind that when it's going to come, Yavu is going to go back to the original owner. So it's not going to belong to you, it's not going to belong to him. Going to go back to the original. There's a dinner by night. You shouldn't charge too much. So the Gemara has a suffix. The Gemara has a suffix. Whether So the pasuk pshat and that pasuk. Vishnas ayavel azos toshuv liisha lachuzasa. Whoever has a steachuza, which was sold to someone else, when it comes shnas ayel yom kippur ayel, it goes back to the original owner. That's the pashup shot. The Achrayim said as a remez, vishnas ayavel azos, when a person reaches the age of 50, you should consider the fact that he's going to die. Toshuv liisha lachuzasa, you're going to return back to your maker, and you should make a tzavua when you reach the age of 50. The age of 50, he's alive and kicking, making a lot of money then. He's in the prime of life then. He's not a shchimira. He's not in bed sick. A shchimira is not a goises. A goises means one who's holding by the end. Shchimira just means, the Rambam writes, kat kotze v'romi ba'arse. That's the expression that Gemara uses. Shchimira means that he's lying in bed, that he's not feeling well. People have the flu, so every winter they get a cold, so they lie in bed from sickness. If they go to sleep every night, that's not called the shchimira. But if he goes to bed because he's not feeling well, that's called the shchimira. And for the last 50 years, every winter he gets a cold and he lies in bed till he gets better. Right? So that's a shchimira, but it's nowhere near a geisus. So the din is dibre shchimira kiksuv v'mechim sirin dormi dismachlekes hatanoim. This is a din de rabbanon. We pass, and there is a din of divi shchimira. But the concept of shchimira exists on the level of araisa. The concept of goises for sure exists on the level of araisa. Goises has a special halachic status. There are halachas, but we say a goises has a separate din. A goises has a different halacha for tumas kahan, and we pass in the shulchan aruch that a kohen, a goises is not metamei ad sheteitzei nafsho till he actually dies. But since the goises is in the process of dying, so there's an Issa deraisa. That's how the Mechaber and the Rambam both paskin that a kohen is not permitted to enter into oil agoises. Or Tosfos has the end of Kiddushin, towards the very end of Kiddushin, where's it? Ein Chesam Beis, I think. Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Yoel Mibuna that a goises cannot make kinyon. The goises cannot give instructions to give a get to his wife. They can't make, because the Gemara says, "Hach maskin menachas mishnat lo kshu goises." So the Taisus says, Pashim Shatnik Margosis is considered Alpidin Allah Bardas. Even though he knows what he's talking about. But because the process of death has already begun, and him, he's about to die, so Geisus Alpidin is considered Allah Bardas. Other halachas also will be distinguished. That's, a Geisus has a halachic status, special halachic status. Even a Shchid Meirah also, this Takona de Rabbana, Dira Shchid Meirah Kiksuv and Vichim Surin Dami, is a Takona de Rabbana, but we usually have a cloud called the Tikkun Rabbana, came the Raisa Tikkun. All the Dinam de Rabbanan are patterned after Dinam de Raisa. Every so often the Gemara will prove what the Din de Raisa is based on a Din de Rabbanan. How can you prove based on a Din de Rabbanan? The answer is the Chachamim would never have invented a Din de Rabbanan from thin air, Yesh Meyayin. It must be that it's patterned after a Din de Raisa, and it must be there is a Din de Raisa somewhere that this is patterned after. So here there is a concept, according to Rabbi Yechem and Broika's Din, that's how we pass on the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Yechem and Broika's Din, Hatara Nasta Meshus Lav Lahancha Lachom Misha Yirtze, the father has a right to make a tzavoah. And he says, Bein Ben Ambonim, he has three sons, and he says, I want the son to get the whole Yerusha. That only works by Shchimira. If the father's not a Shchimira, he doesn't have the ability to make such a tzavoah. The Gemara was Mesupik, and we Teku, and a Teku de Mamayna is Lekula. We say, whenever there's a Sufik Mammon, so we say the Mukhzuk wins. So over here, you have the Yerushim, he has three sons. The three sons, Bederech HaTeva, with each Yerushim, one third. The father made a Savoy at the age of 50. When he celebrated his 50th birthday, he was healthy, he was a bar, he wasn't a Shechimira. He made a Savoy at that time, he wants all the money to go to one of the three sons. He wasn't at all a Shechimira. So since the Gemara has a Teku, and it by the life shita, whether the din of Rabbi Yechem Abrok applies or not, so we say, take him a minor lakula, the muhzak wins. So all the three sons are muhzak, and each son is muhzak on one third, each son gets his third. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the Ramam Shulchan Aruch Paskin, because it's in by the life shita, so they Paskin in favor of the muhzak. So the one son who was singled out by the father, when the father was not yet a shchimira, the father was a bari, doesn't get midin savod. The savod only works when the father is already a shchemira. Because this din, and this din the rabbanon of deva shchemira kiksum and chimsum, you can pick even a stranger. This din is patterned a little bit. One of the building blocks in the din is that there exists a concept of shchemira. So that exists in the context of the din of Rabbi Yechon and Mebroika. That's only if the father is a shchimir at the time. Otherwise, it's not called b'yaman chilu hazbana. He's not holding by the end yet. B'yaman chilu hazbana means holding by the end. Now, it doesn't have to be a ghost day. According to that day in Taisus, a ghost cannot make kinyon. A ghost is considered la bardas, even though he's talking absolutely normal. But since gesisa means that the beginning of the process of death has already set in, Salpidin, he's considered insufficient bardas. He's considered not enough bardas to make a kinyon. Again, so getting back again. Yudgim Lamadal, the Gemara introduces Rab's din. It never says beferish in Mishnais. The Gemara interprets in the Mishnah. Tnu mana liish plani meis yitno lahamisa me'ezet tam. It doesn't explain in the Mishnah why yitno lahamisa. What kinyon v'holoi masha? He didn't make any kinyonim. Is the Mishnah referring to Mata Shchimira? That's what it's based on. Mata Shchimira. Gemara says no. The Mishnah is referring to Rab's din. Rab says, "My Mishlosh Tan Kano." It's very obscure that the Mishnah should be telling us Rab's din of My Mishlosh Tan Kano. The Gemara had two versions of Rab's din. Whether My Mishlosh Tan Kano only works if all three people are present. So the Gemara calls it Hilchus Abalai Taima, means there is a reason what motivated the Chacham to introduce it, that you shouldn't have to make other kinyonim. Sometimes you can't make the other kinyonim. So they wanted to make life easier, so they said, "My Mishloshan is also kona." Yeah. So that was the kasha that the Marshal asked. That we got involved with Issa Giyori. We never crawled out of that yet. Now, again, the Taisis on Yud Gimel on the base, Gufa, Taisis quoted the whole story with Issa Giyori. So Rava was discussing, I'm going to outsmart this Issa Giyori, I'm not going to give him back the money. He can't make a kinyan. There's no kinyan he can make. I owe him, apparently Rava owed him a fortune of money. It wasn't that he had a stack of his money. If he has a pikotna of his money, then the Gemara says that Madbeh is nikne ba'agav. Then Issa Giyori can be makna the money ba'agav to his Jewish son. So he didn't have a stack of money. Apparently Rava owed him money. And the correct gears in the Gemara is that you can only be makna a sack of money. Matbeya is nikna ba'aga, but a milval peh is not nikna ba'aga. Can't be makna milval peh ba'aga. So no kinyanim are going to work over here. Mitzvah the kaim de rameis doesn't work because he didn't lend the money to Rabbi initially the shem kach. He lent it as a halvot. And mata shchemira ki rushi shav yirabonim adaleis abirushi leisim imatonim. So they know, and chalipin doesn't work to be makna milval peh, and agav doesn't work to be makna milval peh, so no kinyanim work. So then Rabbi said, oh, there is one kinyan that can work, namely kinyan oidisa, but don't tell him. But don't tell Isagir. So some wise guy went and they told Isagir, lawyer. The lawyer told him what to do. So he made a kinyan oidisa. So Rabbi was upset. Rabbi was upset that somebody told Isagir that there exists such a thing as oidisa, and I lost the fortune of money. So what exactly is oidisa? Isa Giyara makes a Hadas Baldin that the $1,000 that I lent to Rav 5 years ago was never my money in the first place. That money really was my son's money, my biological son, who is not related to me, Al Pidin. So even though we all know that it's not true, that's the power of Odisa. The Gemara says there's a Tosefta that's quoted in the beginning of Bab Metzia, Daf Dalet. The Tosefta says that Haidah's Baldin is so strong as Leisa Bahakosha Bahazama. If two Adam say that I owe you money, so if another two Adam say that I don't owe you money, so it's a Hakosha, it's trade. So you can't rely, you can't be Mitzi Mammon based on the first two Adam who say that I owe you money if the other two contradict me. Or let's say two Adam come and they're Mazim. Two Adam say that I owe you money, two Adam are Mazim, the two Adam say. So Mazim, so it's even better than Hakosha. We just demolished it. So let's say I make a Haidah's Baldin that I owe you $1,000. Because I smashed your window. Then come to Adam and they say, you don't have any windows. There's nothing to smash. You don't own any house. You don't own any windows. There are no windows. Or they say, I smashed this window last Sunday. His house is in New York. I made a dozen and I smashed this window. Then the Adam come and they say, I was in Yerushalayim last Sunday. They're mazing me. It can't be. So the Gemara quotes at the Sefta that how it does, Baldin is so strong, it's lazy by kosher v'hazomer. Even though they're makrish me, even though they're mazin me, it's impossible. That's the koyach of Haidu Asbadin. Haidu Asbadin is stronger than everything. Haidu Asbadin. So that's what he made an Udisa. This is a big machlekes in Yerideya, machlekes Achreinim. And if you really look in the Rishonim in Perak HaZohav, it's a machlekes of Rishonim in connection with the Gemara there. Udisa is a kinyan. Udisa is a kinyan. Udisa just means that he's going to win the Din Torah. Haidah's Baldin is so strong, he'll win in court. When they'll go to a Din Torah, so Haidah's Baldin will always win. And Zaynim Bakhosh of Ainim Hazama. But does it just mean, at the end of the day, the court will pass in favor of the one who has the Haidah's Baldin supporting him? He's going to win the Din Torah. But it doesn't necessarily mean that he's really the owner of the thing. So this Machlekes HaRishonim is discussed in the context in the middle of Perek HaZohav. The Gemara talks there about the din when you pay the Maaseh Sheni that belongs to you. A person lives in Eretz Yisrael, and the first 2 years of the Shemitah cycle he has to give Maaseh Sheni, and then the fourth year and the fifth year again he gives Maaseh Sheni. Third year and the sixth year he gives Maaseh Rani instead of Maaseh Sheni. So what do you do with the Maaseh Sheni? So he's supposed to take the Paris to Yerushalayim and eat them Mikdusha V'Tahara. Let's say Kirchak Bimchamok and Kilo Sucha Seisiki Verechach Hashem Alakecha. It's too far to schlep to Yerushalayim, and transportation would be so expensive it doesn't pay. Or let's say the Maaseh Sheni was Nitma, so you can't eat it the way it is, even if it's Nitma and it is in Yerushalayim. So then you can also be paid. You can either be paid the Berichuk Mokim because it's far away from Yerushalayim, or you can be paid the Kilo Sucha Seisa Vein Seisa Lachila because the Maaseh Sheni was Nitma. So then you pay the Maaseh Sheni. So let's say the Maaseh Sheni is worth $100. You give $100 and you put it in the Maaseh Sheni, take the $100 to Yerushalayim, and you buy an asat hakes babokah betzana bayayin avashechar, and you eat that bigdusha v'tahara. What if I'm paid in my own Maaseh Sheni? I'm the farmer, and the Maaseh Sheni is worth $100. So then the din requires I have to be Maaseh Chaimish. What does it mean Maaseh Chaimish? Instead of just giving $100, I have to give $125. $25 is a Chaimish after I give the full $125. $25. 25% will now be 20% of the sum total of the amount. $25 is one-fifth of $125. So that's what it means, Chomish in the Chomish. So there's a Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni. Kate said, Ma'arim yom ala Maaseh Sheni levdosa b'lo Chomish. How can we beat the system. How can we give an etzah to the farmer to be paid his own ma'aser sheni without being required to give the chumash? Is it right that the Mishnah give you etzahs how to beat the system? The system was set up by the Rabban Shalom. It wasn't. It's not a college, so you have to have an older student to tell you how to beat the system. The Rabban Shalom set up the system. He said, "Harama, you're not allowed to do harama." So the Yerushalmi says this is the one and only exception to the rule where the Torah allows you to do harama, because it says in the Chumash Kiva, Rechach Hashem Alakecha, Baruch Ksibei. Torah gave you an institution at Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni to give you a break, that you shouldn't have to schlep everything to Yerushalayim. You schlep to Yerushalayim, you'll go broke on the transportation. So the Torah gives you a break. So included in that pasuk, Kivarech Hashem Elokecha, is that we permit you to do an act of haramah. That's what it says in the Yerushalmi. That's the shayla based on that Yerushalmi. So it says this is the one and only case in the halacha where we permit haramah. So how do we ever allow mechiras chametz? We always do mechiras chametz. So you sell mechiras behemah hamavakeres. Behemah is about to give birth for the first time. And it's a 50-50 chance that the vlad may be a zachar, may be in a kevitz. If it'll turn out to be a zachar, it'll be kaddish b'kedushas b'chor behemah tohirah. So you're not allowed to do gizah b'avodah. You can't use it for anything. It's supposed to be a makrivin in the beis hamikdash. So ben manche beis hamikdash o'yikayim taki, you're not allowed to do any haramas. You're not allowed to sell the behemah b'akeres. The Gemara says that there was a person who sold his behemah b'akeres to a guy, so min hashamayim he was punished and all of his behemahs died. All those animals died because you're not allowed to do such a haram. But b'zman hazeh, we do allow haramas. So that's what the Rishonim discuss. Why do we allow haramas? Is not harama an adin daraisa? Or harama the het to mechira in Eretz Yisrael? Even if you hold that the mechira does work, even if you hold that if the farm is owned by a non-Jew, so the laws of Shemitah don't apply, which itself is very questionable, but why do we permit harama on a mitzvah? Isn't there a rule? The Yerushalmi seems like it says the only time we allow harama is to be paid a ma'aser sheni b'li chomesh. So the one who set up the institution of mechiras chametz as we know it today was the author of the Nesivos. He set it up based on the institution of mechiras behemah hamavakeres that was set up by the Balei HaTosfos generations way, centuries before his time. In the days of the Balei HaTosfos, they talk about mechiras behemah hamavakeres. Selling chametz in the days that it appears in the Tosefta and Psochim, that was when a fellow was traveling by boat, and you had to have, and the boat trip is going to take, it's going over the Atlantic Ocean, and it's going to take him months and months and months till he gets over the Atlantic Ocean, or going on whatever. So he has to take enough food for a long period of time. So he takes a loaf of bread that's chametz dik. So what's he going to do when it comes Pesach? It's also, he has to throw it into the ocean. So the Tosefta says, if the guy's traveling by boat, he's going to throw his chametz in the ocean, won't have any kosher food later on. Well, he's going to buy from the goyim on the boat, so they have trade for food. So the Tosefta says, let him sell his chametz to the goy, and if the Pesach is over, he'll buy it back from the goy. So the Tosefta only has, in rare cases, you have a big shas atrak, sell the chametz to the goy. But the Nesivos is the one who instituted the practice of mechiras chametz as we have it today. No one's going on a boat trip. You just leave all the chametz in your kitchen, you lock it up, and you sell everything to the goy and shoyin. So that was the question that they posed to him. And I think it's in Tshuva Aleph, in the Tshuvas of the Nesivos. Nachlas Yaakov, his name was Yaakov. Shal Tshuvas Nachlas Yaakov, how did he have the right to institute the whole practice of mechiras chametz? Isn't it a contradiction to this Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi says the only time we allow haramah is by pidyon ma'aser sheni levdosa below chomesh, because bracha ksibo, because it says ki bracha Hashem lekecha. So he answers that we paskan like the Bavli never says like that. The Bavli later on in Gittin talks about Perakah Omer. The Bavli talks about different haramas, about being paid ma'aser sheni b'li chomesh and other things, and never says that it's restricted only to pidyon ma'aser sheni b'li chomesh. So he says the Bavli never said that, so we follow the Bavli that you're always permitted to do haramas, right? Says if you don't like it, so don't rely on my tshuva. But my tshuva has been accepted all over, all the countries, all the rabbanim accepted. So go fly kite. That's what he says. Everybody accepted my psak, so it's okay. So Nachamol. So there is a gemara in the middle of Perek Hazav where the gemara is discussing such a case. The farmer has ton of ma'aser sheni, and he's going to give pidyon ma'aser sheni. He has money. he's going to have to be Maisid Chaimish. He's going to have to give a fortune of money. He'll have to spend a month in Yerushalayim to spend all that money. He doesn't have so much time to spend. He goes to Yerushalayim to be Oyla regularly. He wants to go home on Chol HaMoed. He comes before the first day Yom Tov. He wants to come home Chol HaMoed. He doesn't want to stay for a month. He has to work on his farm. He doesn't want to give away all the Maisid Sheni Dikin money. He wants to try to save. Wants to try to save on the Pidyon Maaseh Sheni. Doesn't want to give Keren Mechaimish. It's difficult enough for him that he has to give the whole Keren. He has to eat all of this food in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara, in the middle of Perek Azav, the Gemara is discussing this topic. What can you do to give him an Eitzah? So the Gemara says like this. You can't give away the Maaseh Sheni. Let's say the farmer will give the Maaseh Sheni to someone else, and then the farmer will be paid with his money. So the Maaseh Sheni belongs to someone else, and whatever someone else is paid the Maaseh Sheni, they only give Keren, you don't have to give Chaimish. So if the din would it be the Maaseh, there is a Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, where the Maaseh Sheni Mamon Bailam and Maaseh Sheni Mamon Gavoy. So if the din would have been like Rabbi Yehuda, usually Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Alachik Rabbi Yehuda, usually the din is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Bailam. If the din would have been the Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Bailam, that would have worked. I can give the Maaseh Sheni to somebody else. And then I can be paid in the Maaseh Sheni with Keren Bali Chaimish. But we paskin over here like Reb Meir. This is an exception to the rule. I mean, Reb Meir, Reb Yud is usually Alochik Reb Yud, and here Alochik Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that Maaseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya. Mamon Gavoya means you can't give it away by Matana. You can't sell it, you can't give it away, you can't be Mekadosh and Nisha with Maaseh Sheni. It's considered Mamon Gavoya. It's not considered Mamon Bailam. So you can't give away the Maaseh Sheni to someone else. So the only way to do this trick is I give my $10,000 to someone else. So if I give the $10,000 to someone on the condition that he should only use it to be paid in the Maaseh Sheni, then it's no good. Then it means I gave it with strings attached. Means I'm still the owner of the $10,000. I have to give the $10,000 to the other person and trust him that he's not going to walk off with my money. So once I give him the money, then he can be paid in the Maaseh Sheni without Chomesh. Okay, I have one trusted friend. I'll give him the $10,000. He'll be paid in the Maaseh Sheni b'li Chomesh. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. The farmer's on the field, and he has the money at home, and is tucked away in his mattress. He didn't have any banks in the days of the time. He has all the money stuffed into his mattress. But he's on the farm now. He's not at home where he has all the money. So how do I give the money? How do I give the $10,000 to the other person while we're outside on the farm? So the Gemara has a discussion whether Matbeya, you can only be paid in Maaseh Sheni with Kesef. You can't use Shavu Kesef. You need Dafke Kesef. So they have Dafke Matbeya. So the Gemara has a Machlokes whether Matbeya is Nikna B'Chalipa and Matbeya is not Nikna B'Chalipa. We pass Matbeya is Eino Niknas B'Chalipa. Cannot be paid in Matbeya B'Chalipa. So the Gemara first says, let me be Makna the $10,000 of cash to the other person whom I trust with the Kinyan Chalipa. So the Gemara says he has no handkerchief. Mar said, doesn't have to give a handkerchief, he can give his yarmulke. He has no yarmulke. Give a shirt, he has no shirt. Give his pants, he has no pants. Mar said, he's naked. Has nothing. I got out of Tiloy, he's naked. So crazy. Such a rare case. On the farm, he has nothing to give. He can't give a pair of glasses. He has no glasses, he has no shoes, he has no socks, he has nothing. Nothing to give. So the Rishonim over there, the Ritva and the others, they have a discussion. Why can't I be mocked in the money to the other party with a Kinyan Udisa? Udisa solved the problem for Issa Giyora. So why can't I be mocked at $10,000 of my money that's stuffed in one mattress I have $10,000, the other mattress I have more assets? I say, $10,000 stuffed away in that mattress, I make a Hadolas Baldin that money never belonged to me, it belonged to you all along. It belonged to you all along. Can you make a Kinyan Udisa? That'll work. That the Ayde Kinyan Adisa, the money should belong to the other person. So some Rishonim say, Udisa is not a Kinyan Bechlal. Udisa just means when we're going to have a Din Torah in the future, Rava will say, I borrowed $10,000 from Issa Giyora, and he died and he has no Yoshim. Issa Giyora Shemesu, and the Yoshim. So I'm not Mughib to pay the money. So the biological son will come and say, but my father made a Hadoas Baldin that the $10,000 that he lent you 2 years ago was really my money. He was really lending my money. And even though we all know that it's not true, but that's Hadoas Baldin is a Leisebach Kosheva Hazama. So the biological son will win the Din Torah against Rava. But it's not that the Odisa really accomplishes that right now. The $10,000, if I'll make an Odisa, and I'll say the $10,000 that's stuffed into my mattress really belongs to you, it doesn't change ownership even with the Rabbanon. Odisa doesn't accomplish hakno. Odisa, you'll win in it. If you go to a dintara, you'll win because you have a document, you have a right, you have an Odisa. But over here, when you someone else, I want the farmer wants someone else to be paid in the Maaseh She'eni. But the farmer owns the Maaseh She'eni, the farmer owns the money. So the farmer wants to be marked in his money. If the din would have been Maaseh She'eni, Mamon Bailam, he could have been marked in the Maaseh She'eni to the other party. But Maaseh She'eni, we pass him as a Mamon Gavas, he has to be marked in the money to the other party. So he doesn't have the money in the farm. He has the money in the house. And there's no way to be marked in the money. Let's say we pass him then Mabir is not Nikta Bechalit. You don't have to say it's a Gavrati Loi. He has no clothes on. No, he has all of his clothes on. He has a handkerchief. He can make a kinyan, but a chalipin doesn't work. On Matbeya, so the Rishonim says, so why don't you make a kinyan Odisa? The half of the Rishonim answer, Odisa is not a kinyan. Odisa just accomplishes that he'll win in a dintara, based on a false raya, but it's not a kinyan at all. Other Rishonim disagree. They say it is a kinyan, but it's only a kinyan with the Rabbanim. It's only an invention with the Rabbanon. Odisa is a Kenyan. Odisa doesn't work Menater. Odisa as a Haidoas Baldin works Menater. Haidoas Baldin, Kimei Eidim Dami means that it's Leseh B'Hakosh V'Azameh. As a Raya to win the Din Torah, it works Menater. But as a Kenyan, it only works with the Rabbanon. And some Rishonim want to say, a Kenyan the Rabbanon is Einim Oil for a Din Deraisa. Here you want to say that the farmer is not being paid at the Maaseh She'eni with his own money. Someone else is being paid with their money, so therefore there's no need to give chaimish. So since it's only a kinyan with the Rabbanon, so it doesn't help to solve an issue of Isa V'Heter on the level of their Isa. That's a big machlokes in Rishonim, where the kinyan the Rabbanon helps for an Iser, Bal Yirah by Matzah, does it help in a get to within their Isa? So that's the whole discussion that the Rishonim have there in Perek HaZov. So when you look in Yeridah and Hilchas Ribbis, the Taz and the others have a machlokes achrayim about this. They didn't realize this was already debated by the Rishonim a few centuries earlier. Whether Odisa only accomplishes that you have a Hoidoas Baldin that you'll win if you go to Din Torah, but Kozman, you didn't go to Din Torah, you didn't win anything yet. It's not that the minute you make the Odisa, right away the ownership switches. But he's saying, no, the Rabbanon, the ownership taka switches. But since it's only a kinyan with the Rabbanon, so it doesn't help in the gate, the Issa V'Hetzer. By the case of Issa Ger, it didn't matter. Issa Ger just wanted that his biological son should be able to win the money, didn't he? That he should be claiming the money right now. So he made an Odisa and he won later on. So this is the question that the Marshal raises. And the Tosfos on Yudalad Amud Aleph, Tosfos says, it's my mishloshin is a hilchus of b'loy time. It means it has no mahala how it works, but there certainly is a tam lama tikna chachamim. Why was lama tikna chachamim? So they wanted to make it easier. Shloit starf lechach lasis kinyana macherim. So here the marshal asks, what do you need kinyana macherim for? You always have udisa. You can always make a kinyan udisa. Why was there ever a need for a my mishloshin? You can always make a kinyan udisa. So the marshal answers that udisa needs edus lekim adover. If you don't have Eidus L'Kim Adav, it doesn't work. But my Mishloshna makes life easier, even if you don't have Eidus L'Kim Adav. Ma'azeh pitom, why should you all of a sudden say, Kinyan Chazokin, Kinyan Mishichin Hagboin, Kinyan Kesef, and Kinyan Mos, all the Kinyonim that we're familiar with, don't need Eidus L'Kim Adav. Only Gitni Kiddush needs Eidus L'Kim Adav. Ma pitom, all of a sudden, Udisa needs Eidus L'Kim Adav. So the answer is because the whole thing, Udisa, the whole thing really doesn't make sense. The whole thing, even if you hold that it is a kinyan midi rabbanon, what kind of a kinyan midi rabbanon is? He makes a hadas badin. So the only time we recognize that as a kinyan midi rabbanon is if you have edus l'kim adover. So then we say, okay, it's a kinyan midi rabbanon. A normal kinyan, chazoke or chalipin, machlekes by chalipin or by hagbo mishicha or yad achotze, you don't need any edus l'kim adover. But by udisa, if you don't have edus l'kim adover, so the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. It's not called an udisa. That's what the Ktzais HaChashim points out this marshal on the Tosfos on Yudalad Amud Aleph. Tosfos says the institute is Maimon Shloshtan. It's Ilchus HaBaloi Taim and Omahalach. But certainly there is a reason what motivated the rabbis to introduce Maimon Shloshtan. What's the big tircha? You can always do Udisa. So that's what the marshal says. in order to do a DC, you have to have Eidus Lekim Adova. So they wanted to make life easier, so they instituted a Takana de Rabbanon, Maimish Lashdan, that doesn't even need Eidus Lekim Adova. Makes life even easier.
Doesn't have a
shame
hadol.
That's what we're saying. That's what it's not called the hadol. Right. If you don't have any edim, it's not called the hadol. So the whole kinyan rests on the fact that it's a hadol. Hadol means he's made in the front of edim. If he's just made the beno, he can always deny it later on. So that doesn't to say that it's a hadol. That should accomplish a transfer of ownership. So that you got to really have a hoidor, a haste. If it's a hoidor, bifnei edim. Yeah, this gemara on Yud Dalad Amid Beis rattles off a whole bunch of topics, all kruchim zeh bezeh. The gemara threw in there's a machlekes hatanoim from Baba Basav Kufn and Vav, where they say divrei shchimira kiksuvim v'chimsurin domi, machlekes ablozim nechachamim. Then there was a machloikas hatanoim. Rav Meir is the one who says mitzvah l'kam divrei meis. The chachamim are not happy with it, and we paskin hilchos ki yichido. Here we paskin like Rav Meir. That's what Tosis Yud Gimel Amid Aleph pointed out. That it's only usually you say yochid v'rab malach k'rab. Here it's an exception to the rule. Here we do paskin like Rav Meir that there is a din of mitzvah l'kam divrei meis. But Tosis felt compelled to tone it down. You have to knock down, you have to restrict this mitzvah l'kayim d'ram meis, otherwise you have all the Gemara's contradict you. Why don't you apply mitzvah l'kayim d'ram meis? The Tosfos is restricted, it only applies the pluchlosh mentchila l'kach. Okay, they were restricted it a lot. So these were the machlekes. Then the Gemara had another shayla. There is a din of zachen li'adam shaloi b'fanav. Zachen li'adam shaloi b'fanav. Let's say, I want to give a gift to my favorite student. He happens that he's not here today. So I give you the gift, you should be kind of, you should make a kinyan on behalf of him. So once you made the gift, if I say, I want to give him a gift and he doesn't show up today, so tomorrow he shows up, he heard that I want to give him a gift, so I can always back out, I can change my mind. But if I already give the gift to you to pick up, to be kind of hagbo for him today, then once the kinyan was made, we declare zachen le'adam shalai b'fanav, I cannot back out. So this halach and zachen le'adam shalai b'fanav, does that work min ha-toyro, or is this an invention mid the rabbanah? Zachen le'adam shalai b'fanav. So there is a machlekes hatanoim in the end of Baba Basra. There are two tanoim and three shitas. Rav Blazer Rabbi Shul with two people. And there are two versions of what they said, so it turns out that there are three shitas. One version is that Zof Le'adam Shalei B'fanav only works on behalf of Ketanim, does not work on behalf of Gedolim. Sounds like it's a takona de Rabbanon. And a kotten is a labar kinyan, so you have to have someone act on his behalf. A gadol, the gadol will come in person, will make the kinyan himself. You don't need to make a takana de rabbanon to make life easier for him. He'll take care of himself. The next tana says, no, just the reverse. Zach Nam Shlaifonov only works for a gadol. It doesn't work for a kotten. Mazeh. Why should Zach Nam Shlaifonov only work for a gadol? Gadol means a past bar mitzvah. It doesn't mean a big tamachor. God needs after bar mitzvah, doesn't work for a cotton before bar mitzvah. Why? So Tosfos in for the Mitzvah and Dafayim Beis and Beis and Perek Ezel Neshech, Tosfos has a girsa in the Gemara. The Gemara there says like this: if I give you a gift, then you should be kind of the gift on behalf of a Nochri. A good friend of mine is a Nochri, and I want to give him a ton. He's not here, so I give you. So the Gemara says Zochin Li Adam Shaloi Befonav does not work on behalf of a Nochri because a Nochri cannot have a Shliach act on his behalf. Mandi Isi B'Yerusha, Isi B'Sinsan, whoever has Shlichas, a Nochri cannot have a Shliach act on his behalf. We learn that from a Pasuk, a Nochri cannot serve as a Shliach for a Jew, nor can he have a Jew serve as a Shliach on his behalf. So since the Nochri is not a Bar Hochi of having a Shliach act on his behalf, so therefore, the Nochri cannot have Zochin Le'adam Shalai B'fanav on his behalf either. He can't apply. So it sounds for the Gemara as if Zochin Le'adam Shalai B'fanav works along the lines of Shlichas. Shlichas is if the other person asks you to make a kinyan on his behalf. And Zochin is even if he didn't ask you, but we all know that it's in his best interest. Let's say we're making an Erev in the building. And so we rented from all of the goyim who live in the building, and then I bought a box of matzahs, and I have to give a shutfus in the box of matzahs to all the Shemesh Shabbos who live here. So everybody stands to gain and they stand to lose nothing. If you don't have an heir, you can't carry. If you have an heir, you may carry. There's no downside. There's no chisarn. There's only a mila. So and now, if I'll give you a shutvis in the box of matzah, if you want, you can eat the matzahs. If I don't give you a shutvis, you can't eat the matzahs. If I don't give you a shutvis, nobody can carry in the hallways. So if I give you a shutvis, if you want, you can eat the matzahs. And now, whoever wants can carry. So you stand to gain everything. There's no loss at all. So then we apply the principle of Zachon Adam Shlevifon. That's the original Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Shas, in Shisha Sidra Mishnah, where the principle of Zachon Adam Shlevifon appears, is the Mishnah in Erevin. That's the Mishnah in Erevin. That if I want to make an Eruv HaTzeres, I don't have to consult the other people. I can give the box of matzahs to you, and you'll pick it up on their behalf. But if I want to do you a favor and make you an Erev Etchumen, everybody, of course, wants to go to Riverdale for Shabbos because there's a rabbi giving a shiur there. So I'm going to make an Erev Etchumen for everybody without consulting them. Who says they're all interested in the rabbi shiur? Maybe they want to go to in the other direction because there's going to be a get-together of Chaver and they're going to have a kumsitz and they're going to talk the Bar Mitzvah all Shabbos. Who says they want to go here? Maybe they want to go there. So the Mishnah says you can't make an Erev Etchumen without consulting the person. Maybe he's not interested in going that direction. Maybe he's losing out. Like this, he would be able to go in the other direction. Without an Erev, he'd be able to go. Where he is, so to go to the other direction, once you make an Erev to go in one direction, so then he loses out in the other direction. So that's what the Mishnah says. And Eruv Echatzeres, where you stand to gain and to lose nothing. You're not going to lose anything. You're only going to gain. You stand to gain everything and to lose nothing. So there you say, Zachon Adam Shlevifon. But to make an Eruv Etchumen, you're going to go to the east, and then he's going to lose out on the west. So then you have to consult him to ask him if he wants it. So that's the Mishnah and Erevin. Zoch le'ad mishlofan, v'en chavin lo'ad me'alabafan. So again, so the Gemara says in Ezel Neshech, if I give a gift to you, you should be ken on behalf of a Nachri, it doesn't work. Zoch le'ad mishlofan, it doesn't work, because a Nachri cannot have a shliach act on his behalf. So just like you cannot have a shliach act on his behalf, you cannot have zochen liyodim shleibifanov. It sounds for Nigmar that tzchi is a form of shlichus. Shlichus is if he would appoint the person as a shliach, and tzchi is even though he didn't appoint him as a shliach, but it's self-understood since this is in his best interest. So the halacha considered as if he had appointed him as a shliach. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. If tzchi works because it's something along the lines of shlichus, so then I should say that tzchi on behalf of a katan should not work. Because a katan cannot appoint a shliach, a katan cannot have a shliach act on his behalf. So why don't you say, just like the katan should be the same as a nachri, just like the katan cannot have a shliach acting on his behalf, so they shouldn't be able to have zechiyah either. So Gemara says, no, a katan is osi lechlal shlichus. Someday he'll become bar mitzvah. The goy is not going to become Jewish unless he converts. If he converts, it's a whole different story. But he's not going to naturally become Jewish. But the katan, in the normal course of events, he's going to become bar mitzvah, he'll become a bar hachi, he'll have the ability to have a shliach also. So since the katan's osi lechlal shliach is not the same as the goy, so by the katan we distinguish between the two. We say, he, the shliach is leisle, schia miho isle. So there are two girsas in the Gemara, schia miho isle, a schia midirabonon miho isle. The two girsas are where they have the word midirabonon added up. So what are the two girsas? Whether Zechiyah Lekotan is the Reis or the Rabban. So Tosis words it like this. If he says Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus, Zechiyah is assumed since if he would have known about it, he would have appointed as a Shlichus. So even though he didn't know anything about it, the Halacha says you have a right to act as if you're his Shaliyah. So if Zechiyah is Mitam Shlichus, so then Zechiyah Lekotan can only be with the Rabban. And if you hold that Zechiyah is Lamitam Shlichus, so what you're saying is that Zechiyah Lekotan works on the level of the Reis. Sure. That's the way Tosis presents. Those are the two girsas in the Gemara. So again, getting back to the Mishnah Bava Basra, and the other Bava Basra, where the Mishnah records three opinions regarding Zochen. So one time is of the opinion, Zochen Adam Shlai B'Fonim is only a Takana the Rabbonim, and the rabbis only made a Takana based on Hefke Bez Nefke. They only made a Takana on behalf of a Katan who can't take care of himself. So we have to help take care of him. But a Godel can make his own kinyonim. So why should he make? There's no need to make a takon of Zachon Adam Shlei B'Fonav on behalf of a Godel. After the bar mitzvah, he'll show up tomorrow and he'll pick up the matana on his own. He doesn't need any assistance from anybody else. So there's only Zechiyah Lekotan, there's no Zechiyah Legodel. That's one tana. Sounds like that tana holds that Zachon Adam Shlei B'Fonav is in Gansen a takon of the Rabbon. The next Tana says just the hepach, just the reverse. Zochen only legodol vein zochen lekotin. So according to this opinion in Tosis, we understand zochen legodol because chia is mitam shlichas. Vein zochen lekotin. A kotin is the same as the goy, as far as this is concerned. Since the nochri and the kotin don't have the ability to have a shliach act on their behalf, so zochia doesn't work either because chia is chia mitam shlichas. And the accepted opinion is the third opinion in the Mishnah, that Zochen bein lekotin bein legodol. But then you have the two girsas that the Tosfos had in Ezel Neshech, where there is Zichia lekotin works min HaTorah, Zichia lekotin only works min the Rabbanon. Need this the Shlichas Leisle, Zichia min the Rabbanon mi Yisle, or Zichia mi Yisle, where the Zichia lekotin is the Reis of the Rabbanon. Fine. Yeah, where is the, if Zochen Dodim Shalim Fonim is a din der Reis, where is the Pasuk? A dinim deraisa, you have to have a pasuk in Chumash. Where is the pasuk in Chumash? So the more beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin is discussing the parsha in Chumash. Nasiyecha, nasiyecha lamat tikhu l'incholos ha'oret. Moshe Rabbeinu was told the names of the 12 nesim that should represent all the 12 shvatim for the purpose of chalukas eretz Yisroel. What exactly was going on in that parsha is very unclear from the Chumash. The Rambam, the parak aleph in Hilchas Trumas, explains what was going on, that in order for Eretz Yisrael to be endowed with Kedushas Haaretz, they had to have a kibush, and the kibush had to be a kibush rabin. If it's only kibush yochid, it's no good. So kibush rabin means that they conquered everything on behalf of everybody. Kibush rabin means they conquered the whole Eretz on behalf of everybody. So they knew in advance which Shevet was going to get where. So instead of saving Shevet Yisachar over here and Shevet Zvulun over there, they know that area is going to turn out to be Nachlas Zvulun. So let the soldiers from Zvulun fight the war over there, so they'll win and they'll stay there. Let the soldiers from Yehuda fight the war over here and they'll keep that chelik. So the Rambam says this would oppose the problem. That's the way they did it. They send soldiers from Shevet Binyamin to conquer Nachlas Binyamin. They send soldiers from Shevet Yisachar to conquer Shevet Yisachar, but that wouldn't have been a kibush yochid. How did they accomplish that it should be a kibush rabin? So the Rambam says he drew a map of all of Eretz Yisrael, and they had the 12 representatives of the 12 shvatim. Nasiyecha, nasiyecha, lamat, tikhu, l'inchoy l'saharet. They made a haluke before they even did the war, before the Shevet Shekopsha, before they waged war. They said, this is the way it's going to turn out. You're going to get this share, so we're going to send your soldiers over there, and we're all going to be conquering all of Eretz Yisrael on behalf of all of us. So that's why everything is called the Kibush Rabbah. It's not called the Kibush Yochid, that Shevet Zvulun conquered this area and they kept it. Shevet Yisachar conquered that area and they kept it. We made the Haluk of all of Eretz Yisrael with all the 12 representatives representing all of the 12 Shvatim. So that's the question that the Gemara... So that was the purpose of the Nasiyecha, Nasiyecha, Lamat, the Tikhun, and Cholos Haaretz, to make the chalukah on the map before they even began to wage war.
So what was the Geraldus in Yeshua?
That was later. After the Shevet Shekopshu, so then they had Geraldus to divide everything, to show the Geraldus. What was the need for the Geraldus if they already knew before they started waging the war? They already knew who's going to get what. The Geraldus was Al-Pi Ruach HaKodesh, to show that it's clear that this was Min HaShemayim. That's where Rashi and Chumash quotes, Alpiya Goyrol, that the girl spoke. That's the tradition that the Chazal had. The purpose of the girl was to demonstrate that this was really Min HaShemayim, that this is the way it's supposed to be. And then there's a further question, did they do the Urim Ritumim? They had Urim Ritumim also in connection with the girls. The Urim Ritumim was there the whole time when they did the Chaluk of the Shvatim and then the Mishpachas and then the Maybe they only had the Urim Tumim at the time they made the Chaluk of the Shvatim. Maybe the Chaluk of the Mishpachas and the Chaluk of the Yechidim didn't have Urim Tumim. So that's where Abchaim quotes Arayvid in the Shittim Kubetzis and Bava Basra. And Perek Beis Kur. It's a boring Perek. Usually in Yeshivas no one ever learns Beis Kur. It's before Yesh Neichlam. So usually they don't get that far. And then when they start the next month, they start Yesh Neichlam. Usually Beis Kur loses out. The Daf Yomi people learn everything. But the Daf Yomi usually don't use Shittim Kubetzis. So Reb Chaim in Valojin, they learned straight every day. They learned the next Daf Gemara. So they didn't skip, they went from the beginning of Brachas to the end of Nida. Then it went back again. So Reb Chaim in his Sefer, and the Rambam quotes this Ravid, quoted by the Shittim Kubetzis in Perek Beis Kur. The Ravid thinks that they only had the Urim and Tumim to ascertain the Chalukah L'Shvatim. The Chalukah L'Mishpoch, the Chalukah Yechid, and that was just a plain old girl, a plain secular girl. There wasn't the Alpia girl, Roch HaKodesh, the Nisim and the Flos, the Osses and Mops, and that was only for the Chalukah L'Shvatim. That was more crucial. Chalukah L'Mishpochas and Chalukah Yechid, they're just plain Dinimominis. As opposed to the Chalukah L'Shvatim, that's an element of Isa V'Heter. That's the Gemara of the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael. So the Yud-based Nisim were representing all of the members of the Shevet. The Rambam explains that's a Parshin Chumash representing them for what? Lin Chalasaris. What, when, where? So the Rambam explains that the Kibush should be considered a Kibush Rav. Otherwise Eretz Yisrael would not be Kedosha V'Kedusha Saaretz. So B'Toras what? Did the Nisim represent all the members of the Shevet? So the Gemara gives three suggestions. The first, the Gemara thought that the Nisim were appointed by all of the members of the Shevet as Shaliach. Every Nasi, these were the suggested names that Rabban Shalom said, and all the people in the Shevet, it was like elections in Russia under the communists. There's only one candidate, and you got to vote for that candidate, whether you like it or not. If you don't like it, we shoot you. So the Rabban Shalom gave one candidate. This is the Nasi of the Shevet for this purpose. He wasn't the Nasi for other purposes. He's the Nasi representing the Shevet for the Goy Rolos, that it should be called the Kibush Rabbim. And I'm encouraging the Banish Mamazaz, and I'm encouraging all the members of the Shevet to vote for him. Because we want him to represent you in the Shlichas, so you have to have a Minu Shlichas. So the Gemara rejects that pshat. The Gemara says, no, Shlichas is derived from other psukim. We don't think that it would work over here, because there must have been some children who were Yisayimim before Bar Mitzvah, who were getting a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, and a cotton can't appoint a shliach. A cotton can't have a shliach function on his behalf. So Gemara says that pshat is out. There must be a different pshat. The Torah is what the Nisim represent all the members of the Shevet. So the Gemara says, oh, it must be that they represented all the members of the Shevet, not midin shlichas, rather midin zochen liyadam shalai b'fanav. And this pasuk is the marker of the institution, the araisa, of zochen liyadam shalai b'fanav. So according to that one day in Tosfos, that tzchiyah l'katan is only midirabbanan, because tzchiyah mitam shlichas, so they should have asked the same question. Tzchiyah mitam shlichas, so there's no shlichas l'katan, they were ketanim at the time of Chalukah Zaris, at the time of Kibush Eretz Yisrael. There must have been some children who were yisayimim before Bar Mitzvah, their fathers died. And so how can they appoint, how can you have tzchiyah l'katan min haTorah? The Gemara doesn't ask that. The Gemara rejects the second pshat that the Nisim represented all the members of the Shevet, midim zochin. Gemara rejects it based on a different argument. If it's based on Zoch Liyadim Shalai B'Fanav, so the person can always say later on, when he finds out what they did for him, they did him a favor, he can say, I'm not happy about it, I didn't want that share. I would have preferred a different Chelek of Eretz Yisrael. I want it to be near the Yamasha Tveria, I want it to be near the Mediterranean, I want it to be near Ashdod, he wanted to be somewhere, wanted to be closer to Yerushalayim, further away from Yerushalayim, whatever. So the Gemara rejects it for that reason. Why did the Gemara reject it by saying that there's no zechiah for a cotton? So some Rishonim say it's a deferish arrive in that Gemara, that zechiah for cotton works men atayrah. Otherwise the Gemara should have rejected. Others say, nah, it's a havamin anyway, it's being rejected, so he can't prove anything from the havamin. The Gemara rejected that pshat because he can nichalei bo'ol and nichalei bibiko. But maybe the other argument would also be good. So there's still room for the machlokes of Rishonim, where the schi mitam shlichas, a schi la mitam shlichas, where the schi lekotan works min haTorah. So the Gemara finally comes up with the third pshat in the parasha, that nasiach and nasiach lamata, they represented all the members of the Shevet midin apotropos. Midin apotropos. What's the difference between apotropos and zochen liyadam shalai b'fanav? Zochen liyadam shalai b'fanav, Tosfos holds that zchiyah l'katan is only midirabbanan. Apotropos l'katan is a beferish pasuk. That's the maskana. That the Nisim represented all the members of the Shevet midin apotropos, and even represented the ketanim. So period. That's the end of the maskana. That's the maskana. So that's beferish that it works men atar. So isn't apotropos the same thing as zochen? And the Gemara says, according to Tosfos, there's a difference about katan. Zechiah l'katan is only midirabbanan, and apotropos l'katan works min haTorah. Then there's another difference. Whenever you do an act of zochen on behalf of someone else, if the fellow says, later on, when he finds out what you did, he says, I'm not happy about it, I don't want it. So the Gemara says, b'feirush, he can be moicha. He can break up the whole zechiah. What happens if you have an apotropos act on your behalf? Then he cannot be moicha later on. That's what the Gemara said, b'feirush. If it's midin zochen, You can say later on, I can nichle behavala nichle bevika, I can nichle bevika nichle bar. I'm not happy with the share that you got me. Now that we say that the Nesim represented all the members of the Sheif and Midin Zachar, Midin Apotropos, and now that's not a problem. So what exactly is the difference? Every case of Zachar, call it Apotropos and it's going to work. Why do you call it Zachar and you say it's not going to work? For a cotton, call it Apotropos and it will work. So when do you say it's Midin Apotropos, when do you say it's Midin Zachar? So the answer is Apotropos is when you do the act of Zachar under the auspices of a Bezin. When I'm the next door neighbor and I want to be a good friend, I want to be a good Samaritan, and I volunteer to do something on behalf of someone else, that's Zachin Le'ad Mishloi B'fanim. So Zachin on behalf of a cotton, Taisis claims only works with the Rabban. Whenever you do Zachin, if the fellow says I'm not happy, so he can be Moicha. But whenever the act of Zachi is done under the auspices of the Bezdin, so then we consider it Apotropos. So Apotropos, there's no Machor, you can't be Moicha later on. And Apotropos for a cotton works with a Tairos. That's the difference. Apotropos means when the Zochin is done under the auspices of the Bezin. So here the Gemara has a discussion on Yudalad and Beis together with the Machlekas. The Gemara throws in so many issues on one Amud. There's a Machlekas Hatanoim whether Dibre Shechimer HaKizum is concerned on. There's a Machlekas Hatanoim whether Mitzvah the Kaim Dibre HaMeis. Then the Gemara says, and there's a principle of Zochin Li'odam Shalai B'fam. Zach and the Adam Shalai Bifanov. We assume Zach and the Adam Shalai Bifanov is a din deraisa. By a katan, it's a machlekes. By the Ischi Abur katan is deraisa de Rabban, and that's a machlekes. But Zach and for a godl, we assume is a din deraisa. So that's the question, where's the pasuk? So according to the Habamin of the Gemara in Kiddushin, the pasuk is Nasiyacha Nasiyacha Lamata. But then the Gemara rejected that. The first pshat the Gemara suggested was a Nasiyacha Nasiyacha Lamata. The Nesim represented all the members of the Sheif and Midin Shlichas. More rejected that, they were Ktanim. They can't appoint the Shliach. There were some children before Bar Mitzvah who were Yisayimim. So they couldn't appoint the Nesim. Then the Gemara's second suggestion was that is Midin Zochin. Then the Gemara rejected that too. So the Gemara's final suggestion was that is Midin Apotropos. So where do you see that there's a Din of Zochin Adam Shlichas? Maybe there is no Din Mechalal of Zochin Adam Shlichas. So that's Rabbi Baruch Be'er's question. In his Sefer, Bich HaShmuel, on Kiddushin, in the beginning of the second parak, so he poses the question, he doesn't know an answer. In the middle of his shir, just puts in brackets, he doesn't know where is the mot. So that's a discussion. Maybe the din of Zochin, maybe the din of Apotropos is just a fancier form of Zochin. So once you have a pasuk for Apotropos, so maybe if there wouldn't be a din of Zochin, they wouldn't be able. Apotropos means if you did Zochin under the auspices of Bezd. So maybe the pasuk tells you Apotropos, but maybe from Apotropos it's self-understood that there's also a form of Zochin. Maybe that's where you derive it from. Or maybe not. Maybe Apotropos is Midin Bailim. Maybe Apotropos is not Midin Zochin. That's a major machlokes HaRishonim. Whether Apotropos is Midin Bailim or Apotropos is just a fancier form of Midin Zochin.
If we hold Zochin Chalapan like the final holds the Rabbanim, so how can we say Eved, so Dinim Amoynis is after Best of Eved, but Eved also means you see that the Machlokes are very common, that could be
Zachin. That's a good kasha. How can you say the Eved is Yotze Lecheres, like there's Zachin Am Shalai B'fanav? If the whole Zachin is only Midi Rabbanon, how does that change the status of Yisav Ehetta? That's a very strong kasha. Yeah, well, we're safe, we pass, and we assume Zachin is Derais. But according to that Tana, you have a strong kasha. You have a very good kasha. What's a din? I gave you a matana to be zoich on behalf of someone who doesn't show up, and he doesn't show up tomorrow, and he doesn't show up for the next 90 years, and then he dies, and he never found out that we did the act of zochin on his behalf. Do you say that when he finds out later on that we did an act of zochin on his behalf, so his gilui das 90 years later that he's happy about it accomplishes that tikkun is chal milam afreya? But if he never finds out about it, he dies before he ever finds out that we did an act of Zochin on his behalf, so the Kinyan never took effect. Or do you say, no, Zochin Shalai B'fanav takes effect right now. If he finds out and he's Meichet, then he breaks it up. But not that he has to find out and he has to say yes. So the Ktzayis HaChayshin raises the question. So the Ktzayis says, Abkiyas. The Ktzayis HaChayshin says, we know that there's a Machlekes Habayi V'Rava regarding Yiyu Shalom Midas. What does it have to do with anything? What's the machlekes Yishlamidas? Yishlamidas means if the person would have known that he lost the penny, a penny. He's not going to go spend an hour to find this penny. If he would have known that he had a hole in his, I didn't know he had a hole in his pocket. Didn't know he lost the penny. If he would have known that he lost the penny, penny's ain't bosim, and he would have been misyash. He didn't know about it till tomorrow. So they say tomorrow when is misyash, the yush is chalim afreya, yush lamidas habi yush. It's an umdana today. If he would have known, he would have been misyash. But he didn't know today. He only finds out tomorrow. So Rabbi holds that yush lamidas habi yush. It's an umdana de mochaf. He would have known today, he would have been misyash. But he didn't know today. When he finds out tomorrow right away, he's misyash. So Rabbi holds that the Gilui Das that is Megala tomorrow is Chalam Afreya, because there's an Umdar in the Mukhan that if he would have known today, he would have been Misyash. And we Paskal like Abai. That's one of the Yalka Gams, one of the six cases where we don't accept Rabbi's opinion. We Paskal like Abai, that Yush Lamidas Lohab Yush, that the Gilui Das, that the person is Megala Daito at a later time, does not accomplish, it's not Chalam Elam Afreya. It's only, the Yush is only Chamakan Labo. So the Tzai's time is, how can you say that by Zoch and the Adam Shlei Bifonov, when the person finds out, if and when he finds out later, then it's Chalam Afreya. That's the Chiyush Olamidas Lo Havi Yush. So the Ktsois argues that the answer must be that Zoch and Adam Shlei Bifonov is Chal now. He doesn't have to find out about it and be Megala Das that he's happy about it. Even if he never finds out, it's also good. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he discusses a family adopted a little baby. Baby was not Jewish. So they're Megayer the baby. And they never tell the child that he was Nizgayer. Let's say they tell him he was adopted, but they never tell him he was a non-Jew and they were Megayer him. And later on he gets married and he has grandchildren in Israel. So is he Jewish or is he not Jewish? He never found out that he was ever converted. So should you say that Ger Katan is based on Zoch Leom Shlep Fano? So he has to sometimes be Megala Das that he's happy about it. You say no. If he'll be moicha, higdil yichalim limchus. If he'll be moicha, if he finds out about it, he's not happy, then he breaks up the zochen. But if he never finds out one way or the other, we declare that the geiris was chaser. Moshe says, like the Ktsais HaChoshen. He doesn't quote the Ktsais. He says, and he brings the rife in this Gemara, Yudal and Amabes. Gemara talks about a situation where I gave you a gift, you should be kind of a Pliny, and then you're going to find, you're searching out Pliny, it turns out that Pliny passed away already. So if Pliny died before you were kind of the gift for him, so the whole Zoch and Adam Shlei Bifonov never got off the ground. You can't be Zoche for a dead person. I said be Zoche for him. I didn't tell you to be Zoche for his children. So if he already died before you did the act of Zoch and it's not Chal. But if he dies after you did the act of Zoch and on his behalf, so then the Gemara said that it's good. I but never found out about it, that it should be Maskim. So you see from the Gemara that Zoch and Adam Shlei Bifonov works, even if the person never found out during his lifetime. You say that it's still good. So that's where Rav Moshe Feinstein quotes in his Shuvah, you see a raif in his Gemara. That's the Tzai Sachashin, says the same thing without the raif in the Gemara. So he says, because of you, Shlomi Das, because we don't pass him like Rav, we pass him like Abai. Can't say that the Gili Das from later should be Chal retroactive. So originally, when Rav Soloveitchik was learning this Gemara, so he said, you see the same. He said the same as Rav Moshe Feinstein. You see from this Gemara that Zoch Adam Shlomi Bifonov works even if the person never finds out about it. Then when someone told Rav Soloveitchik, when he was talking on another occasion at the top, someone told him Rav Moshe Feinstein brings the raya. So then when he heard that it's someone else, he said, maybe it is not a raya. As long as he thought that it was his raya, he thought it was a gewaldig raya. Right, so the mekav shelo, yotz miteshe kav shel chaver. If it's my raya, then it's gewaldig. If someone else's raya, there's room for things. So he said, maybe when I'm zeicha matana for you, so you have a schus, the mammon is that if you'll find out about it, you'll be maskim, then it'll be chalam afreya. And if you die before you ever find out, so you give over the Yerusha to your children. That if and when they'll find out about it, they'll be able to be maskim, and that'll make the kinyan chalam afreya. But by the geir, it's not shach to say it goes be Yerusha. So maybe the din really is the other mahalach, because there are rishonim all the other way. There's a chidushi haran. And Bava Basra holds the other way, not like the Ktsois. The Avnei Nezer points out this. Rav Sharan, who disagrees with the Ktsois and disagrees with Rav Moshe Feinstein, he holds that it's only if he finds out the Besov and he's Megala Das, then it works L'mafreya. So what does he do with this Gemara? The Gemara is there for Feirish. You were kind of Matana for Pliny, then you go to search out Pliny, it turns out that he died before you ever gave him the Matana. So the Gemara says you have to give it to his Yoshim, because we do apply Zoch and Adam Shlei Bifonov. So even though he never found out, you see that you say Zochin. So perhaps the answer is, he never found out, but the Yorshim find out. So that's whose moment he gives over the Yerusha to the Yorshim. That if they'll say they're maskim, So then it's chal l'mafreya. But by geirus, maybe if he never finds out, that doesn't go be Yerusha. So if he never finds out, according to the Ran, it won't be chal.
How are you about that? How does it work later? How does the people work later? It was a
kinyan
made.
He declares said, that you didn't do me any favor. He says that you didn't do me any favor.
So then even if he doesn't find out, it's klapi shmaya, that it's no favor there. Shouldn't be a kinyan there.
No, we assume it is a favor unless he's Megaladas says, I'm not happy about it.
Yuli Das makes it. That's a fact. Either it is or it isn't. When he's Megaladas to the next person, doesn't change what his Ratzon would have been at that
point. You mean from the fact that he can be Moicha, that should serve as an indication that the Ran is right. The Chiddush Ran is right. That he has to, why should he have the ability to be Moicha? It means that you need his Gili Das later, and the Das from later can be Chalam Afrei. So most say not so. Most say not like that Ran. Most say that it's Chal right away. But if and when he finds out about it, and his instinctive reaction is that he's not happy about it, then he can declare that it's not a fake. Okay, we'll leave that tomorrow. We'll continue. Once again, tomorrow I'm giving the shiur at IBC at 11:40 on Purim. Purim Fair.
11:40, 2:00.
2:00.